Blog Talk Radio.
Doing the show. What happened was last night we had such a good show and it was very interesting with the plots and the turns and stuff that happened that today I was on Blackberry Messenger and I was like, you know what, should I do a show today? And I was going to Tiny Chat it, but I might still do a Tiny Chat after the show. And everybody's like, oh, Tak, you should go ahead and do a show tonight. You should do a show tonight. And I was like, okay. Because this year, I'm going to give you more than once a week. I'm going to give you a couple of times a week so we can go ahead and just build up a nice-ass following. People got shit to look forward to a few times out of the week instead of just waiting till Friday like it's a payday for me to go ahead and give up the business. So I was talking to a friend of mine, Mr. GA, and we were talking about some different things to talk about tonight. And, you know, we came up with the topic of, you know, two women having sex. Are you for it or are you against it? And I know most people are like, oh, that's nasty, but a lot of men like it. Females like it. That's why I decided to talk about it, because I want to hear other people's opinion. Me personally, I don't see anything wrong with two women messing with each other, licking each other's pussy, sucking each other's titties, and then the man joining in. I mean, me personally, after I fuck with a female, I need some dick somewhere in the equation. I need it, like, right there. I don't want to have to wait for it. So I'm curious to see what everybody else's opinions are going to be. So for those of you that missed it last night, I had my co-host, Acacia. She was on, and I had comedian TJ Otami Sotomayor from ATL, and those two was just, like, really going in at it, and it was kind of funny. Then by no means do I share his views when he made the comment that Tyler Perry was gay, whatever the hell he was saying. I love Tyler Perry. I love Madea. If I had a grandma like Madea, me and that bitch would be mad cool because we would be drinking together, clubbing together, beating ass together, you know what I mean? So for anybody that hears that show, no means do I encourage people to bash Tyler Perry. He's a very gifted black man. He's come a long way. He's had some serious-ass trials and tribulations that he overcame. So big ups to Tyler Perry. I love you. You don't know me, but you will. So I don't know. This is going to be interesting. I'm waiting for my co-host to get on. It must be running late. So at the meantime, I have, you know, a caller that joined us for the first time last night. His name is Trav, and he's out of VA, but he's originally from the Harlem. He's originally from Harlem. I'm bugging. I've been drinking again. I know it's the new year. Fuck it. So, you know, he had very nice things to say about Harlem. I had my normal shit to say about Harlem, and, you know, they whack dick game. And that's just from my personal experience. I'm not saying every nigga in Harlem got whack dick. I can only speak for the people that have come across my path, and I have made victims and victimized. So, I mean, I can't say anything else other than that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Trav on, and we're going to start our discussion, and he can tell me his views or whether he's for or against, you know, women messing with each other and whatnot, and then we'll go ahead and get the show underway. Hey, sweetie.
What's going on, Ma?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's good?
Nothing. Y'all talked me into this damn show tonight, and y'all better be. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on cruise control tonight because I was so geeked up last night. I'm going to let my callers come in, I'm going to let them navigate, because I just be giving it up to y'all just too much. Y'all are getting spoiled, you know? People are like, Chop, you're out of control. No fucking shit. That's what I do. I'm supposed to be out of control. I mean, if I was tamed, I would be in a relationship. And as far as I know, I'm single. So therefore, I should be able to do what the fuck I want to, how I want to, when I want to, and with whom I want to, and how many with whom I want to, right?
True story.
Aww, you sound so cute. And you have some hellacious lips, my dude. Like, for real, like, damn, I'm looking at the picture today, I'm like, wow, how did I miss that? Like, you know?
Thanks, Ma.
I think I'm worried about the wrong thing from Harlem. I'm worried about y'all dick game. I need to be trying to find out what the mouth game is like.
I can't speak for them, but I know I come certified.
Certified. So, you got a certificate, you got a diploma, you got a degree?
I own the school. I teach other niggas how to do what I do.
Really?
Telling you what I know.
Okay. Well, you know, it's going to come a time. Fuck, tell me what you know, Poppy. You're going to have to show me. And for those of you that know me, know that when a nigga show me some shit, I got my camera alone just in case you fall short and I have to blast your ass, whether it be on my site or on Chocolate City, that illest sex talk show. So, I mean, I like that you're very confident. That's really good. That shows me that, you know, when you step into the arena, you come in with your game face on and that nothing is going to deter you. You're going to be determined to tear some shit up.
Of course.
But just know, I'm determined to fuck some shit up. So it's going to be a battle of two great minds and two bodies, but one of us is going to lose. And at the way I'm going, I don't lose, baby.
Oh, at the way I'm going, I don't lose either. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm apologizing right now for your first loss.
Really?
Real talk. No lie.
Whatever. Let me find out we're going to be on some Mayweather and Judah type shit. I'm going to have to take a cheap shot, hit you in the nuts and win.
Hey, do what you got to do, but you ain't going to win with a fair. You ain't going to win fair. You ain't going to win straight up. You better pull something out your ass.
You know what? Fuck that. I'm a straight-up tight chick. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I've been training for this all my life. You know what I mean? As soon as I popped out the coochie, I was just training to be a beast in the motherfucking bedroom.
That's what it is. Well, as soon as I pop in the coochie, I'm a beast. So it's nothing.
Oh, okay. I hear you. I hear you. Before we get into the topic, we have another caller that wants to come in, and we're going to see what they say, and then we're going to get into the subject, and then we're going to talk some more shit, then we're going to play some more music, then I'm going to drink a little bit more, I'm going to get crunk, and then I'm going to let y'all talk me into getting on Tiny Chat and molesting myself on webcam. Hold on 1 second, sweetie. Call at 404-492, you on the air.
What's happening?
Hi.
What's good with you? What's going on?
That's it. Who is this?
You know what it is, yeah? They're Rick.
Rick?
Yeah, nigga from Atlanta.
Oh, I mean, I don't be recognizing numbers because, you know, it's different when you're calling on the air. So, you know, tell everybody who you are and what's good.
The nigga on your BBM, Rick.
Sweetie, do you know how many people I have? The who?
Say what? You know how many people I have?
We probably got a lot, so you're going to have to be more specific. Like
yeah, I'm a nigga that was asking you about your website the other day.
Okay, okay. And did you join it?
Oh, no, nah, I ain't joining it.
Don't get scared of me.
I can't even flesh to you, nah, I ain't joining.
You will. It's time. All I'm going to do is just keep adding to it. So take your time about joining. It gives me more time to throw up some more raw and uncut and Chac Mommy material. So you good.
Oh.
You good.
Oh, so you got a way of town?
I sure do. And tonight, depending on how my show goes, I might do a live Tiny Chat and, you know, touch myself. I've been known to webcam a lot. I be on Skype and, you know, I do all kinds of little things.
So have you ever been to Atlanta?
I used to live in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
I was just there December 1st or some shit like that. I was there for a day, and then I came back. But I'll be coming up there soon because I have a photo shoot.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So why you leaving me there early?
Because I was there on a business trip. And, you know, I had to come back home because, you know, I had to get ready to go to New York. I'm a very busy woman. I have, like, a lot of things going on. You know, I have my website, have my radio show. I'm about to be throwing parties, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to write a book, Boy Short Line, the, you know, getting my team together so we can be like the baddest bitches in 2011. So when I go and step into my parties, my entourage is official. You know what I mean? So I'm a very busy woman. And, you know, then when it's my time to kick it and fuck and all that other, I want to make sure, you know, I give that dude my 100%. And right now, I can't do that because I'm career driven. I'm focused on my career right now. So if it's not making money, it ain't making sense.
I see. Right about that.
I mean, now if his pockets are straight, you know, it's different. But I don't even got time for that. So a lot of times, you know, I'll have my phone friends, I BBM, I chill, and then I just do what I do. And people are okay with that. When you get off, ping me. Is it for some reason somebody must have put my fucking pen on a train? Because for the last 2 days, I promise you, I've gotten over like 400.
Oh yeah. That I found you. Yeah, somebody had put your pen on a train. Yeah.
Whoever put me on a fucking train, I can't. I mean, I gotta reject people because I'm maxed out. I don't want people to think that I'm mean or anything like that. But I appreciate the love and everything like that. But, yo, I mean, damn.
How many BBM contacts you got?
Like 2,000 or something.
Oh, 2,000. You got me beat by a long shot.
That's what I do. I'm getting ready to bring in my co-host because, you know, tonight's topic is, are you for or against two women sleeping together?
Not wrong with that.
What? See what I'm saying? Exactly. That's what men say. Because they be like, no. It's very rare that I find a guy that's like, oh, there's something wrong with it. And that's probably because he couldn't get two bitches to fuck in front of him and let him fuck too, so he got a problem with it. That's how men do. When they don't get their way, they'll flip the script and make something nasty. But if I was like, yo, I got this chick, and, you know, we trying to fuck, you trying to watch, you trying to get in here. Hell yeah, that's some freaky shit. But I'd be like, yo, my dude, a few minutes ago, you just said it was nasty when you wasn't getting there. Man, go kill yourself. See, that's how men do. You gotta flip it up, and you gotta, like, just put them out on Front Street, you know, tell the truth, shame the devil, and then we can keep it moving, and we can prosper and grow and do a lot of nasty, freaky shit together. But when they start lying and don't say nothing, then it's a problem. Then it's a different story. So, I don't know. Keisha, hey, honey. Keisha. Yeah, hello. Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good. we have Rick. And it's okay, mommy. It's okay, cause tonight we're gonna be nice. We're gonna be real nice, and we got a good topic. And I'm waiting for a man
nice
to get on here.
We have no rude interruptions. We'll be very nice.
You know what? We're not gonna have no rude interruptions. That situation
the
is gone.
Sitting right there.
Who do that?
Just click on it.
<It's> a,
click on it. Click.
So tonight is going to be good. Topic is two women sleeping together. Are you for it or are you against it?
Hey.
Okay. So, well, you've heard my opinion on that before, but just for the people that now, you know, tuning in or whatever, I haven't really heard anything. For me, I don't really have a problem with it. You know, I'm for it because I think it's just most men's fantasy, and I believe in just being that woman that just want to always, you know, make sure that I get to the fullest and I'm there, complete all my man's fantasy. So I'm definitely for that. I don't have anything against it. I don't. I think it's sexy.
You know, two women laying down, legs up in the air, one's in between, you know. Me, I like that, but at the same time, I need some dick in the equation. You know what I'm saying? After I finish knocking her down and she knocked me down, somebody need to feel some dick. So I need to have some dick on deck.
If you're talking just like that is going to be, you know, that's it. No, hell no.
That's an appetizer
to get
me going.
That's a no-no. You know, that is definitely a no-no. Because at the end of the day, why the hell they still buy toys to strap on? Duh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still need a dick. So, pretty much, you might as well go and get one.
Still buy things
to go into the day-day. So, hey.
Yeah, but see, on that, we could, like, stem off into another topic because I'd be, like, curious, and maybe I need to go out and find some stud females to come onto the show because I want to know what's good. Like, you know, you don't want a man, you don't like a man, but in the bedroom, you're taking on a man's role. Whether you're being the aggressive one or you're using a strap-on or a toy, you're still taking on the role as a man. When you're fucking her like a man. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, what the fuck happened in your life to make you not like men, but you want to be like a man in the bedroom?
And that's a good point, and that's where I think the whole thing of confusion comes in, because it's like, okay, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? You're dressing like a man, you want to talk like a man, you want to act like one of the boys, but then that's what you're attracted to, but then you don't want a man, so you want something that pretends to be a man or that looks like a man or is almost a man, but it's not fully a man. It's confusing. To me, I would never understand because I'm not a lesbian, so I can't explain that better than I think they're the perfect ones to explain. I can't personally explain that. I personally will never get it because I just don't get it. It's like I understand the females that like the other females that are like dressy and sexy. That I understand because then you want a woman, and what you see is a woman, and that's what you want. But for the women that want women that look like men. To me, it's just a whole confusion, and I don't get it, and I hope that we have somebody listening tonight. Who's
there? Yeah, they
able
can call
explain.
In and explain that, you know?
Yeah, that.
And what's crazy,
because I don't understand.
It's like we sit here, and then we wonder about so many different things, but then we don't really talk about it because you'd be like, oh, I don't want to upset people or I don't want to offend anybody. I'm curious, is all outdoors, like, you know, the same way that we talk about the females, I be wanting to know, like, for the men, what the fuck be going on in y'all fucking life where y'all don't want no pussy, but you'll go out and find a motherfucker that dresses like a bitch and act like a bitch and fuck them in the ass, but you don't want to hit no pussy. I'm clueless about that one.
And even go get something that gets the artificial pussy, like, you know, in there. It's like,
you know?
Okay, now what is this? I think it's just like, it's just some kind of freaking, like, high. Like, it's just some different shit that if you're not in it, I guess you'll never understand. And maybe there's no freaking explanation for that shit. It's just some kind of confusion shit, you know? So.
But see, I already know this. The first time I had that shit on my show, niggas is going to be like, bitch, what? I'm like, no, I have to be fair. I have to be fair with my curiosity. Fuck y'all. I'm curious. You know what I'm saying? I need some answers. Y'all can't answer because y'all, like, shit. Y'all fucking just like I'm fucking the right way. I want to know what happened to make them go the wrong way. And I'm not knocking them because that's their personal preference. But I'm just like, you're still fucking confused because if you're going to fuck with somebody that's acting like what you really don't want, then why the fuck are you fucking with them? That doesn't make sense to me. So, you know, callers, man, we're going to leave y'all alone tonight. But females, if y'all are studs, please call us because we got some questions for your ass. I need some stud 101 education tonight. I'm not saying I want some one-on-one. I just need some stud education. what? I need to know, like, for real. But, you know, my view on two women together, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, shit, I'm freaky. I like it. And then also, you know, the flip side of that is I like to watch my man smash. So, you know, it may be some other people that might be touching that subject and be like, oh, the Bible. And people kill me with that because they'll be quick to throw the Bible at you. But what the fuck do you do behind closed doors? Ain't you living with a motherfucker? Y'all ain't married? So don't tell me about fucking with a female. You feel me? Like, get the fuck out of here.
I know
how,
okay, because I go to church, I read the Bible, and all of that stuff. You know, and even though in a technical way, it's, in some reasons, yes, you know, society and the Bible and the way of God may have it as is not the right thing to do. However, when you're living a life, and it's just like, yes, however, and when you're living a life, and it's just like, listen here, I'm the type of person, there's no, I'm not saying me, just speaking generally. That's some people listen to that. Just speaking generally, I think, listen, if you're a person that has no boundaries and this is the way that you want to live your life, why not? You know, like, live your life. This is what you want to do. Then you do it. You know, and
exactly.
Then you don't. If God is going to forgive you, then you pray to God that he forgives you from that. But, shit, if that's how you want to live your life, live it. What the hell? Live it. There's lots of things that we walk around here and we do every day that is not the way of the Bible, like lie and cheat and steal and kill and rape. You know what I'm saying? And it's not of the Bible, but who cares? If you see that $100,
you
want to pick it up.
They be wanting to find out the main stuff, like, you know, like when I was on the talk show Sunday, he was like, no whoremongers, this, that, and the third are going to inherit the kingdom of God or whatever. I understand that, but at the same time, God allows you to do certain things, and he blesses you with certain things. And, I mean, people can take this however the hell they want to take this, but God blessed me in a lot of areas, and my mouth is one of them. He gave me the skill to suck some good dick. I'm sorry. So after I finish going on whatever it is, the journey I'm going on, then I'll get my life right. But into the meantime, hey, he gives you skills. You know, whether you do the right thing or the wrong thing with them, all I'm going to say is I've been skilled for sucking dick. I'm pretty good at it. I'm a beast at it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing
else. Tonight, I'm definitely getting lynched for sure. Mark it on your calendar. I am so getting lynched tonight.
No, my thing is, if people just be honest and open and upfront about everything, we wouldn't have
no problems.
The world would be so smooth running. You know what I'm saying? That just goes back to, you remember on Christmas when we talked about secrets, and I was like, if you just be so fucking straight up in the beginning, can't nobody say shit in the end because you told them up front.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe that's true because it's like, look, if you come to your woman and you say, listen, baby, however you come to her, look at her, baby, boo, whatever, you know, and you say, listen, I want a threesome, or I've always wanted this or that, you know what I'm saying? And I want that. Chances are, if she's the type of female, like, you know, the one that is just like, okay, whatever you want, you got it. You're going to get it, you know. And sometimes she don't even have to be that female. She can just be the female that probably always told you no. But that one time she's like, you know what, okay, fine. If that's what you want, whatever. You'll be surprised to know, like, you being upfront and honest with your shit, like, how
exactly
better.
Exactly. Honesty
like,
is
you know?
The best policy. It's been plenty of times when I was growing up, I got my ass whooped for lying. My mom was like, if you just would have told the truth, So then I learned the mastering of lying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It wasn't the truth, but I made it the truth. Why are you acting up? Why are you stealing my car? I stole your car because my daddy's not paying me any attention, Mommy. So she called my dad, cussed his ass off. I got off punishment. I told, that ain't why I stole a car. Shit, I couldn't ask her, so I had to make up something. But tell the truth, shame the devil. It got me out of a bad situation. To her, it was the truth.
So
and the way that I told it, I believed it, you know?
Okay. You are so stupid.
Oh my
you
God,
believe
this
the way you told
her,
you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he walked in and was like, look at you. And I'm like, what? He's like, you look at him like you haven't done anything. That's like, I haven't. She was like, let's just go. If he had walked in that room about 10 minutes early, oh, he would have been seeing me coming and hearing everything. My heart was beating so fucking fast. Like, I just learned how to be, like, slick at an early age. But, you know, now I'm honest. I tell everybody the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm an adult entertainer. I'm not shit right now because I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck somebody else. And, you know, because I'm single. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Wayne because I'm single. But, you know, if I had a dude, it would be different. You know, I wouldn't do these things, so to speak. You know, I have a friend, but if I had, like, a man, like, I'm, like, laying down with every night and I'm waking up to him, I would be all right. You know, he would be all right. Because shit, it might be one morning he wake up, we got about 2-3 other bitches in the bed with us, and he done banged us all out, and we just sleeping lovely because we tired.
Like, I said to this too, right? Like, this guy that I met, whatever, and we kind of, like, had a good friendship. And it's like, listen, I was like, look, you know, I'd rather you, when you're around me or whatever, if I'm to bring friends around me, like girlfriends or whatever, and you're a man, duh, you know what I'm saying? You're going to look. It might be somebody that you might see and might be like, oh, she's nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to do that shit behind my back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't let me have to find out that you did some shit.
Yes.
Now, that's when I'm going to get angry.
Bring it home.
Come to me.
Bring it home.
Come to me like, yo, Abel, you know, your girl's looking kind of, you know what I'm saying, like one of my homeboys would be like, come to me like that, because I think that I'm so open, and I like try to make everybody that's around me feel comfortable as possible. So like, I'm not the kind of person that just be snapping for no reason. I say, come to me, let me know, and you know what I'm saying, maybe we can work something out. But don't let me have to find out that you did something.
Oh, yeah, because if I find out, it's going down. It's going to be a problem. It's really going to be a problem. I'm going to ask to find out.
And that goes for the females as well. Like, if you feel like you see my man, and you're like, well, you know, Abel, don't, like, go behind my back like, oh, girl, did you see Abel's man? He said he's got whatever he is. And, you know, don't do that behind my back. You know what I'm saying? Come to me because we're friends or whatever, and tell me, you know? And then have
you never know what would happen.
What I can work. Right.
You know what? We have Trav, and then we got another caller from Jacksonville, Florida. I love 904 numbers.
Oh, my God. Not to cut you off, but where is Mr. G, the boss man?
What's poppin', mommy? How you doing, boo?
Hi, Trav.
I'm doing good, baby. How are you?
Are you talking to me or talking to you?
Oh, he's talking to you. We've been chit-chatting.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you,
Mr.
Sweetheart?
Mr. Holland, how are you?
I'm doing good, baby.
That's good. How was your day?
My day was real good, you know, productive, chill, did what I had to do, now sitting here online
good.
With y'all two.
Yeah, we're here acting the fool, like, on New Year's Day, like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
do
me
we
too.
Ever stop?
Nah, I know I don't. I've been acting a fool all day, man.
Oh, man. It's good to
have it's a new year, and I mean, it's
you're
time to... You know, we have to do things like that. So, Trav, the topic is two women sleeping together. Are you for it or are you against it?
Is that even a question?
I'm against it if my shorty does it behind my back. You know what I'm saying? Which brings me to the line shit. If you, that's what you want to do, do you or whatever. Like I said, I don't always have to be involved in it now. I could sit and watch. I don't have a problem with that. But in my forward, hell yeah. I mean, the more the merrier. That nigga just got to know he better have his shit stepped up and be prepared to satisfy two instead of one.
Okay, got a question for you. So let's just say, for instance, you come home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you find your shorty in the bed with another chick, right? And you taking off your clothes, you got your dick in hand, and they was like, uh-uh.
Not you?
And I'm like, nah, partner. What would you do?
Okay, if I on some real shit, if I can't get anything, can I sit and watch?
I'm stuck all
is
over the
sitting
place,
and
I'm
watching
sorry.
An option?
It's sitting, let me see.
Hell no. Until you get to walk out. You gotta get out. You can't watch either.
You can't participate and you can't watch.
I can't participate.
Basically,
I can't participate and can't watch.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, on some real shit. I mean, if the shorty looking bad, I do what y'all do. I'm in the living room chilling. And that's real talk.
Wow. Okay.
I'm gonna be because I'm patient. I might not can't join in at that time. I can't watch, that's cool. But, I mean, somewhere down the line, if I'm going to come into the equation somewhere.
What if you realize that it's becoming where, like, she's not wanting you anymore, needing you anymore, really craving you, asking for you, and it's just about her and this woman? Would you still sit in the living room, Travis?
Nah, because then it's going to become an issue. Listen, my Eva, now I respect the fact that this is what you want to do. Now, you know what I mean? But you're not trying to let me come in nowhere, and this is on a constant basis. Look, you grab your shit, and y'all go get your own shit.
Okay, now, here's the twist of it. She's a stud, so she's tomboy. She's, like, manly.
Oh,
so would you still want to smash?
No. 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 For all of that much, you could have cheated on me with a nigga.
Oh, goodness.
Y'all know how to act the fool with it. They all quick to be like, yeah, come on, I catch my woman in the bed with another woman, or I'm finna fuck both of them.
And then you see her,
but what
right?
if that bitch looks like she a man like you? She like, bro, she been working out. And you she's like, come.
I'm going to be like, you know what? No, if that stud look at me and be like, yeah, come on, I'm be like, listen, bro, no thank you. And I'm breaking that shit up. Like, no disrespect to yo. If there's anybody out there that's listening that happened to be a stud, don't take it personal. But no way, homie. No.
Mm-mm. Okay, you know what? But what if your girl was like, babe, you know what, I'm feeling a certain kind of way. And she tell you, she sit you down and she be like, you know what, I've been fucking this chick, you know what I'm saying, and I'm confused, but I want you and her to have a fuck off. I want to see who fucks me better.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now, if she say that, I mean, she say that.
Will you take the challenge? Will you take the challenge?
What I take the challenge, yo. Hell yeah, let's go.
You ain't got to
know. Okay, now hold that thought, because we're going to bring in another caller, because I want to see what they got to say. Because y'all know I'm finna throw all kinds of fucking scenarios at y'all ass. Tonight is going to be Hypothetical Central. Caller 904. Oh, shit, hold on. 904, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up?
Hi, who is this?
Hi.
Hiya. You can call me OG because I'm probably older than all y'all put together.
Oh, yeah, right. Picture that. But it's a new year. I'll let you bring it in like that.
Hey, well, I'm just telling you, you know, I bring you that real, real talk, that real truth, you know what I'm saying? I like the topic you're talking about tonight, though.
Okay, so you heard the scenario that I put at Travis. So if you come home and you see your girl in the bed and she getting it in with another chick, what's your first reaction?
Well, you know, my thing is this. You know, a lot of people talk about that girl-girl thing, but we talk about it from a heterosexual perspective. You know, if my girl getting down with another chick, you know, it's like whatever's whatever. And, you know, to answer that question about what does she look like a man, well, if she got a pussy, I'm still going to fuck her. So, I'm like, you know, whatever. She ain't no dude biologically, so, you know, it is what it is.
You a real nigga. You's a real nigga. I swear, they call you OG, they call you that shit for a reason.
Pass
off to you. I mean, well, it's unpredictable because I've never thought that we would get an answer like this tonight. So, for me hearing this, it's just like, wow, now I am afraid. Like, oh my God, there got to be more men like you out there. I'm
scared.
Making
me second guess my answer.
I'm just telling you. I give you that real. I mean, I ain't got time to be playing with it. I mean, she ain't no man biologically. She was born with a pussy, so she can get fucked, too.
He's making me reevaluate the answer I just gave y'all.
Travis, now come on.
Hold on, wait, boo, but listen, I'm not taking it
stand
back,
though.
I'm just saying, though.
Stand by your shit, please.
I'm
please.
Standing by my shit.
Give
but
me
yo.
Some kind of hope. But, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, maybe they feel like, you know, once they dick them down, you know, it might be a different outcome. It might be
maybe
a different
like
outcome.
The feminist side
well,
might come out.
Know.
Is that what you're trying to say?
You never know. You never know.
What's
the one
and then the feminist side might come out? She might get up tomorrow wearing pumps and shit like, whoa, what the hell? I don't know.
Well,
for me,
I would like to see a fuck-off, though. A stud and a man. Like, really?
Oh,
like,
we can do that. We can do that all day.
Ooh.
We can do that all day, every day.
All
day,
every
day.
I believe
there
ain't nothing that you won't do.
You want to try to see who's bad?
He's very brave.
You want to try to see who's bad? So we can do that. She want to try to see who's bad, so I guarantee you I'm going to win. And
that's my nigga. Represent,
too.
Boy.
Oh, gee. You're giving it out. Damn.
I'm just saying.
What part of
904
are you in?
Jacksonville, Duval, baby.
Oh, Duval gives it up lovely. Because when I lived in Broward, I was fucking with a dude from Duval. Ooh, boy, to work for that victory. I had to work for that one. He was skinny, nice dick, but y'all, bitch, she pulled it out at the end. He should have never let me get on top, and it was a wrap. He was killing it from the back
shots. Baby girl, please, I'll let you get on top and let you hold on to the ceiling fan, let you spin around on it. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be in Florida next month. My birthday is like February the 3rd, so I'm going to come after my birthday, and I think I'm going to drive. So I have to pass you to get where I'm going. But I'll be than happy to stop, drop, and roll.
I'll stop, drop, roll, but make sure you got a couple of days to recover, though.
I need that in my life. I need some beat up action. Because if it ain't been beat up in a minute, I need that. I'll be the first in the
house.
I would love that. She would love that. Shit. I ain't been fucking either. What?
See,
yes.
What's up? I like them little bitty girls. Yes. Shoot them little bitty girls. You can just, like, put them all kinds of ways. I like that.
Yes,
oh, my
Lord.
God.
That's right. That is right. I love a skinny girl.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. But see, you know, I like thick women. These are the most women I date. They like 5'9", 5'10", 200 plus, you know, because you got to put in work with big girls.
There
you
go.
Coming with
my nigga.
That little bitty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Them little girls, you know, you hit them from the back. They're like, oh, wait a minute. I got internal problems. I'm like, nah, girl, you got to come with it.
Wow. Not to stray off of the topic, but I was just like that, too. I'm just recently getting on skinny girls.
Oh, wow.
Right, because, I mean, you know, big girls, you got to come with it. You
have to put work in with the big girls, yes.
Now, it's a slim girls you got to put work in, too, now.
Now, I'm not saying that.
But, I mean, I'm not discriminating. Any bitch that make you work, I'm all for it. I like that. I really do. Because, I mean, shit, y'all shouldn't have to, you know, we shouldn't have to do everything. I mean, I'd love for a man to bring it. I mean, some men move it halfway in between.
That's what it's about, too.
So,
I'm like, you know, all across the car, across the yard, on the front steps, on the back, over the pool.
He want to have sex like he just came home from doing 10 years in prison.
Well, you know what I'm saying? 15 of life. And I just got
You got it. Right there.
But see, that's a good thing. Because, see, I have this fantasy, right? And I haven't done it yet. I mean, I'm 41, but this fantasy just came into play like maybe
41? 60. Wow.
Yeah, like 6 years
ago,
right?
I'm not even like grasping the shit right
now.
What
is this? I'm still older than you, so that's why I call me OG.
I'm 41.
Why am I still stuck on that?
That's what I'm still stuck on. You're not 41.
Last night, I was telling you my son's birthday. He turned 26.
I'm thinking you mean like your homeboy. I'm not thinking you're like my actual son that I put out, son.
That's what the fuck I thought.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That means we could tap this shit up.
I need to look like you when I get older. I want to look like you when I grow up. Okay.
Yes.
I'm hating.
But this fantasy I got, I want to fuck my dude in public. Like, we could be at a fucking restaurant. We could be somewhere where it's a crowd. I want him on
the
table. Appetizer.
At the mall.
Man, I'm gonna pull his pants down. Appetizer is I'm sucking his dick right out the gate, yo. I'm popping it off. Then I'm gonna wear a dress with no panties on, right? I'm gonna pull that shit up above my hips and I'm gonna straddle the nigga on the table and then I'm gonna rock my hips back and forth. Like I'm just gonna be like, oof. Like, I'm going to give him the fucking business. And while I'm fucking him, I'm going to be looking at other dudes like, yeah, I will fuck your ass up. This pussy is for him. But you can look at me and visualize it. But, like, no. But then, if I catch a bitch even flinching, it's a wrap. Because I'm be like, yo, Ma, come here. Let me holler at you for a minute. And we both going to fuck her on the table. That's the type of chick I am.
Can I comment on that?
I have yet to
become Braveheart like you.
I have had sex in a public place, and it happened to me last year. I have had it before.
And
but
what happened? Did you go to jail?
We was out eating, and the place that we was eating at, you know, it was a dim place or shit like that. Now, I'm not that small. I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm not small at all. I don't know how the fuck I maneuvered underneath the table, but I did eat her pussy out there.
Wow.
Now,
that's that shit. That's that good.
I'm a young buck in the game. I lost my virginity when I was 18. I'm not now, but 23. And I ate the shit out of her pussy like it was the Last Supper.
That's what's up. And if you do that shit in the restaurant too, man, that's what's up.
And and it was enjoyable not only to me but to her. The reason it was enjoyable to me is because she gave me my receipt. And my receipt was when she nutted on my lips. Now, mommy doesn't see my
Lord.
And them is some catchers. He got some catchers, boy.
Shut up.
So,
you know what? I'm going to keep it 100.
That's what's up, too. Like, do that shit, like, you take the girl to the strip club, to the VIP room, let her stand up over you, eat that pussy while she's dancing on you, let her come out in your face. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
Y'all little dude, I'm Country Jacksonville, and I'm taking you straight to this place called Wacko.
This is amazing.
Look at you, Mom. You need to come up north. Like, do you travel?
I was just being like amazed by all these stories.
I done been in a funeral home. That's how I know caskets are comfortable, although I don't know why. I put the kid in a casket in the funeral home, in the back.
Wow. I didn't hear that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm speechless because these men are really off the fucking chain. They gonna sit right in at my fuck party. Like, word up.
Wow, that
I need an invite. I'll be there.
I'll be there too.
Yes,
I love the buffet.
Oh, wow.
Yo, I done had fun with my girl knocking at the door, and I'm finna go crack her open. So I get with y'all on the flip side. Hey, you come through Jacksonville, Duval, hit me up.
Oh,
Tracy,
I'll
have a good night. Don't kill
nobody.
Peace out, OG. All right, I'll holler back, y'all. Be safe. I'll holler at
you. All right.
Wow, great. Gotham Batman. It's a mannish ass man on the line tonight. Ooh, where do we get these fuckers from? Ooh, boy. And when I mean the fuckers, I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a good way. Because I didn't get none last night. Because I was on
the He made travel. Came out, right?
Yes! I'm Jamaican and Puerto Rican. I'm a good boy. Blah, 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 blah. Tonight, this nigga is like straight freak of 2011. Yo, pop.
I just feel like I should be comfortable around y'all.
This dude just almost has everything. Like, what the hell? Yesterday, it was like, oh, I'm so Harlem. This, that, old tough guy.
Hold
on.
Don't get it wrong. I'm Harlem to the fullest, but I'm a freak. And I admit that. I'm a big freak.
I feel you. But my thing is, what part of VA you in?
I'm in Petersburg.
Petersburg? Okay. Because when I go to Richmond, I have to pass you to get there. So,
I'm 15 minutes away from Richmond.
When I see you, we're going to have to eat.
Let me just make my list right now.
You ain't saying nothing but a word because I'm going to be 100 with you. When it comes, I love to eat pussy. I love to eat. I don't do it to everybody, but when I do it, best believe you're going to enjoy the shit. And that's rare. And when I do it, I don't do it with the fact, like, okay, if I do her, she going to do me. Nah. Because I've actually told a woman, yo, I'm eating your pussy. You don't have to suck my dick.
My God.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to have to take a pause. I'm going to have to play this song. I think it's perfect for the occasion. But, you know, I'm kind of conflicted about the person that made the song because I'm hearing some crazy shit. And until I find out for sure he's a booty bandit, I'm still going to enjoy this fucking song. And it is what it is. We'll talk about the person later. But right now we're going to hear this song. Hold on 1 second.
Let me break it down and tell you what your sex is like.
I wanna sex you up. all the damn time. Thinking about the sex, got me wanting you to come through and do sex like we always do. Sex with you is really the best with you. It makes life worth going through. Ain't nobody got a body like you. Is you. Ain't nothing better than the way we do. Girl, I'm loving having sex with you.
That's what you is like.
Winning an award after working so damn hard.
That's what you is like.
When the man at the dealership hands over the keys to my new car.
That's what you is like.
When a check comes in the mail after being broke for so long.
That's what you is like.
It's like getting out the pen and shoulders there to take you home.
When I think about the sex,
girl, nothing better comes to mind. Oh,
that's you all the damn time.
Sex, girl.
Thinking about the sex, it's got me wanting you to come through.
And do sex like we always do.
Sex,
yeah.
It's really the best.
It's the best with you.
To this blog talk radio show, WBLOK, and they had Roz B on the show, and he was talking about the allegations with Omarion, some members from B2K, and Marcus Houston, and he was molested, and some dude named Chris Stokes, or some shit like that. I can't really speak on all that because I ain't got all my facts and shit. Now I don't need nobody calling me, but my thing is, you know right from wrong. If they fucked you once and there was like a gangbang, okay. But if it happened over and over and over, why the fuck was you in the room with them?
For the
why
money.
Why would you be around them?
Because of fame.
Money and fame.
And then you come out as a grown-ass man. Man, get the fuck out of here. Marcus Houston, yeah. If you like fucking in the ass, I can't help you, but we can fuck. I mean, we can fuck to naked. We can fuck to sex with you, circles. We can even have Joe Budden sing the rap chorus to In the Club. Call me.
I
I heard about that too because my sister brought the video to me and I was like, what the hell? Like, you know, it was like at a point it looked really sad because it was like, God damn, you got Ray, you know. But then it was like, hold on, wait now. You said this happened like how many times? Come on now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Why would you allow yourself to be in the same room? If you violate me once and I'm fortunate enough to get out the room, I'm calling the police. I'm going to fuck you up on the well.
Yeah. I'm taking your shit down because you can't do that shit. You know, that's like, you know, and for a man, it's really hard because it's like robbing him of his manhood. Like, you know, unless, you know,
exactly.
He's already fine. But it's like, damn, you know, that messes you up for life. Like, you know, if you're a real man, you can't really have, like, it's hard to have, like, an actual relationship after that, even with, like, a woman. Because you just always feel like, you know, they go through a hard time. Because I've been around people that have been in situations like that. So I know how hard it is for them to go through that, you know. So,
yeah,
if it wasn't a thing where nobody was putting a gun to your head and you really could have, like, walked out of there, then I guess if you chose to stay there, then don't bring it up now for the whole world to know because you chose to
stay
there.
Exactly. I mean, handle it in the court
right.
of law. Handle it
right.
on the low. Because me being the type of bitch
saying,
that I am, if I fuck Rasby, I'm going to stick my finger in his ass and see if he jump. I'm sorry.
You
unless
just
you're
gotta
saying,
push
listen.
The envelope.
Right, unless you're saying, listen, I made this happen. I allowed this to happen. But me, I'm just coming out to let people know what goes on behind closed doors in the industry. And you don't have to sit down and allow this to happen. But I did. But don't come and blame them if you sat there and made it happen, you know?
And
like,
then how much money did you make during this
off.
Period? How much money did you make during this period when you're being molested and you're on
the
stage rapping, flipping? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, because now nobody don't really even care about them. So it's like, you mean to tell me that you just got, like, you know, been, like, in booty jail for, like, all these years. And you come out and you don't have nothing? Like, you've been put through, like, such a embarrassing moment in your life, and now it's even more embarrassing because public knows about it. You know, people know, and you have nothing. Like, what was you working for? Why did you stay there? Like, you can't say, well, okay, I was staying there for the fame, I was staying there for this or that, because at the end of the day, we really didn't see anything. So you were just staying there to be somebody's, you know, somebody's comfort or whatever the hell they use it for.
Yeah, you was a daddy boy. I mean, so, like, you know, don't maybe you got cut off. You know, maybe they cut your money off or you just hitting on bad times or something. I don't know. I mean, because this is just all our personal opinion. My thing is,
right.
It's certain shit you go through in life. Handle it a different way. Don't bring it to the forefront because it causes more damage than good. Like, because I don't see you being a spokesperson for abused men or molested boys. I mean, if you're going to go all the way, then go all the way. You know what I'm saying? That's just like me.
Right.
I was an abused woman. This year, I plan on being a spokesperson for women that was abused because it's like I learned the hard way. I used to be one of them females that I was inside looking out, oh, girl, leave his ass, blah, 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 blah. But when my motherfucking ass was getting towed up, I left his ass, but that nigga was still coming after me. So whenever a nigga tell you, every time I see you, I'm going to fuck you up, trust and believe, that nigga really going to fuck you up because after he says that, I got beat up 3 times, cut and stabbed. And that was after
wow.
I was out of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So
wow.
It's like, if you're not bringing your situation to the forefront to be a spokesperson for people that are weak and can't stand up for themselves, sit your ass down, shut the fuck up, eat it, fucking move on.
In a nutshell.
It's sad because I'm pretty sure, like, okay, there is lots of shit that goes down in the industry. Everybody knows that. And I'm pretty sure, like, there has been shit that went down like that for real. And there's probably that dude that's sitting there that's thinking about, you know, making this shit public and, like, letting people know what really happened. behind closed doors because they are really a victim to this. And you coming out now and just making it look like you just sat there and made the shit happen. Now, if he was to come out, he's not, because people are going to look at you. They're going to laugh at you. And he's going to be like, yo, I'm not going to have nobody sitting up there laughing at me, calling me no homo, calling me no this, calling me no that. You know, so I'd rather just, like, take this shit and just, like, shut up.
I mean, that's just like the situation with Eddie Long in Atlanta. You know, you have all these guys coming out now, and they're speaking on it. But he was giving y'all gifts. Like, come on now. Like, now that y'all are grown, did he find somebody else? Did he cut y'all off and y'all not getting paid no more? Because I'm sorry. You're not going to fuck me in my ass and then give me a new car and it's going to be cool. I'm sorry. Fuck that. No. 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 And you a man of God. You can tell your mama. I mean, when did you realize it was wrong? Or my question is, when did you realize you liked it? That's
my
the question.
Is,
when
yeah,
did it go from, oh, it's wrong to, ooh, I like it. I'm going to meet your ass wherever you want to fly me, and here's my gift list.
Like, nobody put a gun to your head because, like, if you didn't want to get on the plane, you didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't want to accept the car or the gift, you didn't have to. If you was being a victim, you wouldn't really, like, get into the shit as much as you did. You know what I'm saying? If you
exactly.
was being a victim. So, like,
victims say no. Victims can't be paid off, you know? It's like when you're a victim, you're a victim. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to stand your ground no matter what. You might take a couple of ass whoopings, but you're going to stand your ground, and you're going to see justice done. You're going to do what's right. Fuck the scrutiny that you're going to get from the public eye. You're going to do what's right. You're not going to sit
right.
there, lay down, and play pussy and be fucked, literally. I mean, no.
Right. And that brings me to another topic, because that's one of the reasons why I listen very closely to men that talk about being big freaks, because it's like, like, you know, some men, they talk and they act like, you know, but not that one. But you damn near very close to the damn line of, you know, just not having no limits at all to your freakiness. You know, and you got me a little scared.
Here go one. I was dating a guy when I lived in Atlanta. He's a deacon now. You know, God works in mysterious ways. And my kids used to clown me because this nigga had a red thong. And he wasn't a small dude. And he was the first one to introduce me to toys. Why the fuck you got a dildo in your personal property?
Wow.
Like, I'm just saying, though.
Are you
I mean,
for real right
we
now?
We broke up. It's been like, let me see, hold on. It's been like 98, 99. It's been 10 years. And my daughter will bring that shit up whenever we go somewhere to do laundry or some shit like that. Mommy, you remember Wesley and that red thong? Like, what?
That is disgusting.
Dudes can have toys, but that's not one of them.
I mean,
disgusting.
Yeah, because I'm like, have you been putting this in somebody's ass? I mean, it just made me wonder.
What are you doing with that in the first place? Like,
yeah,
did you not want
then the back door. Then, oh, let's try. No, let's not.
Oh,
let's not. And pretend we did. No.
I have two toys, and that's definitely not one of them.
What are your two toys? What are your two toys since you want to bring them?
You
have two toys,
so, like,
and that's definitely
know?
Not one of them. Okay, so
keep
tell us what they are.
I have a cock ring,
ooh,
and I have another one that, like, it's built like a flashlight, but it has these lips on it. And, like, you know, when your dick get hard or you ain't around your shorty or you just, you know what I mean, you let your shit get hard and then you use that. It's like a vacuum cleaner. I want to say vacuum cleaner thing, but it's I forgot the name of it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, April, I mean, okay, so here's a good, does size really matter to you? I mean, would you like a dude that's skinny? You want his dick to be, like, long and skinny or, like, short and wide? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know?
I like a good proportion. So for me, it'll have to definitely be good in width and length.
What's too much for you?
In width
What's
and
too
length
much for you?
For me, like real talk, huh?
You know, could you fuck with something the width of a soda can? Could you be comfortable with that?
I don't know if I can do that because I haven't exercised the sizes in my lifetime. So.
Wow.
To be real, I don't really challenge myself as far as like how large I can, you know, and stuff like that. I've never really done that, and that's really weird in a female, like, because most females, they, you know, that should get them excited. Like, you know, what the hell? Like, you know, the bigger let me go and try this shit. For me, I'm like, oh my God, well, you know, let me rethink this shit.
That size thing can be a gift and a curse.
Because sometimes they have it, but they really don't know how to use it. And it's just like, you're going to kill somebody with that thing. You know,
right.
It's like having a gun. Like, you don't know how to use this shit. You're going to hurt somebody. So, you put it down and,
you know what,
get it all the way.
I think this year I'm going to write an instruction manual on how to fuck a female properly. Because some men think that, you know, they're pros at it, and they're really not.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Please. Okay.
Some men get in there and think, oh, I'm going to beat the pussy up, and it doesn't feel good. And it's not because you're hurting us. It's because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're not hitting the right areas of our pussy.
You
know what I mean? You're just getting there.
Oh, right. I had a friend, and she was like, you know what, this dude, with him or whatever, he is, like, huge. And it's like, every time I go, it's like, it pains. Not in the good way. Not in the way that, you know, it's like, yes, it's painful, but it's good. It's painful. Like, I don't want to feel it. It's painful. And I'm like, okay, what is he saying? Are you following him? Are you following him? And he's going to tell her, like, that is the way it's supposed to feel. You're supposed to take this. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Like, if you don't know how to work your stuff, let's just put it out there. If you don't know how to work your stuff, don't be acting like a female can deal with it. It's not that a female can deal with it. It's you not knowing what the hell you're doing. So, therefore.
Exactly.
It's
if
like,
we're lubricated properly, you know, we're going to feel the pressure point when you first enter us, which is good. You know what I'm saying? Then, once you work 1/4 of it in, and we open up, you know, cool, because men have this fucked up train of thought to be like, oh, you had a baby, you can take the dick. Motherfucker, or excuse my language, bitch, we was dilated 10 motherfucking centimeters. That's how we had a baby. We're not dilated right now. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I need you to learn how to work your dick with my pussy. So, therefore, you're going to put 1/4 of it in. We're going to work it like that. After I loosen up and get stuck on my titties, then I loosen up, I take a couple more inches. You know what I'm saying? Then after I look in the mirror and I see your ass flexing as the dick is going in and out of me, I'm going to open all the way up, and then you can put the remainder up in me and we can fuck. But in the meanwhile, work it till I twerk it. Come on. It's that simple.
That's right.
Yeah,
it
is a matter of length. It doesn't matter how large. Like, you have this whole perspective of as long as it's big, it's going to be good. That's not always the case. You know what I'm
saying? That's
right.
Don't walk
around
split a female,
stroking your ego, thinking, right. Don't walk around stroking your ego thinking, oh, I got a big, but do you know how to use it? You know, now
that's
that, come on now. That's like, you know, you need to read the instruction manual. Well, if you don't know how to use that shit, then you need to just relax. You know, don't walk around just because your shit might be larger than some other men. Because you might be talking to the dude, or you might be, having to challenge yourself with a dude that really is not as gifted as you are in that department. But
mm-hmm.
he can handle his business.
There
you know
you
what
go.
I'm saying? He's not killing a woman. You know what I'm saying? And she is being pleased. And she likes what she gets.
I'm raising my head over here.
versus you walking around here like strong man, and you up there trying to put somebody in the funeral home. Like, you know, like, that is just not cutting it. Walk around here all strong and shit because your shit might be bulky. You know?
Because it don't mean shit.
Like that. It don't mean nothing. It just means that, okay, you have the size. Now, do you know how to use it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you walk into an office. Okay, you have the qualifications. Now, do you know what to do with it? You know what I'm saying?
Because that has to hurt a man so much that he has what he has but can't use it, but yet the next nigga come along who's not blessed like him but tears it up.
And just take it all away, right?
And just take it all away. Because I don't have a point.
That's something that he has to work on. That's something he has to work on because I knew this guy that he did film productions in the South Beach in Miami. He has a friend. He has, like, either 14 or 15 inches. And it's bitches out there to be like, they only take 13 or better. So it's like they get all happy when they see all this dick, but when they get ready to shoot the film, once he gets in and he strokes like 2-3 times, he's done. Like, you know, most people have that first nut that's quick and then they can go like a long period of time. No, this nigga has spent money.
Oh,
now,
wow.
To me, that's a waste. You talking shit, oh, I got 15 inches, but motherfucker, you 2 minutes. So give me 8 and 30, I'm good.
I know that's right. I'll give you 30.
What's the fun in that? Where the hell is the fun in that? Like, come on, you know, you don't want to shit. You want your shit to always be. You don't want to sit down the next day, people wondering, what is this bitch laughing at? Like, what is she smiling about? Why is she licking her lips? Like, why is she over here looking like she needs to have a private moment, you know, to herself? Like, what the hell is that? Like, 1, 2, 3, and that's it? Like, you know, it's not cool. Like, and then you walk around here like strong, man, because your shit is big. You need to go. And if it's big enough to get behind your ass, maybe in that way you can feel like you're some shit, because that's about the only hole that you can probably satisfy. But it ain't going to be no female. You know what
I
I'm
know
saying?
That's right.
It ain't going to be no female that values her shit.
Exactly. I got a public service announcement. Okay. Men. And I mean, this could apply to women too, but I can only speak on my experience. Men. Stop sending pictures of your dick. Some of y'all shit should not be shown. Please. Whether it's an email, text message, or BBM. Stop sending me pictures of your dick. Because some of them shit should not, man, oh my God. Then, this is what I wanted to tell you guys last night, but I couldn't remember. Why the fuck did somebody BBM me and ask me, did I have any pictures of any light-skinned dicks in my phone? Where the fuck do they do that at?
They would have got deleted.
Look, you know what?
Oh, my God.
Look, yesterday and today, I've been hit with the flex with so many fucking people, I don't even know who is who. So I'm just deleting a lot of people. I can't even remember who asked me that. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
They lucky I can't, because I put their pin out there like, are you serious?
Mm.
Like, are you fucking serious? Like, oh, wow.
That's
because,
in general. Just
you know,
watch the pictures that you send to certain people. If your shit ain't up there and you know it's not and you still going to send it, you deserve the criticism that you get.
Yo, just be cool about your shit, though. Just be cool about your shit, though. If your shit
some
is
people
not, if your shit is not, you know, photogenic, then just, like, you know, listen. Just be like, yo, listen, I'm not into the picture messaging thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's not really my thing. I'm not really into it. Just be a man about yours. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, just be a man about it. But don't go to it and make yourself a fool, because at the end of the day, you're not going to win. Somebody see that shit and they're like, oh, my God, whoa.
Or
now you look like a fool. Now you look like a fool.
Use my picture as your profile. Here, why would I put a picture of a dick as my profile picture? So I will use a picture of me sucking a dick as my profile picture on Fridays for Freaky Friday. But what? No. And men, when you send us females pictures of your dick, treat your dick like the rest of your body, like your feet, your legs, your arms. Lotion that motherfucker down. Nobody
like
wants to see a dick that looks like it's been stuck in a flower and you pulled it out. No.
Hey, yo.
No ashiness.
Hey, yo. Wild and out. Wild and out. Crazy.
Lotion that motherfucker up.
That is, like, that's crazy. Or...
why not value your shit? Because if we sent you something and that shit looks jacked up, you are going to just let us have it.
Pussy. I showed it to my boys. The four of them recognized it. They done
everybody.
Yes. So
that's
we do
so
it. They're not.
So, yeah. So make sure you have
your
shit.
Send it off.
And it's the same thing with every other part of your body. Like, men complain about women, like, make sure your toes look right. Make sure your fingers look right. Okay, can I see your toes? Because they stay in socks. Now, why? Why do they stay in socks? Can I see your toes?
Well,
can you,
all,
can you go on
the
beach
with me? The heels are probably fucked up. The heels are probably fucked up. Probably got closed toes. Or they should stink.
You know
or,
saying?
You know, they
just
feel like they need to have their socks on to get the traction. They'll be like, nah, she's
you know?
I don't got my socks on. I can't
right,
grip
but you
want to
see a chick, though, and if her feet not up the park, you want to sit there and bash her, but she told you to pull out your feet, you can't. So why
mm-hmm.
you sitting up there bashing somebody else? So it's the same thing. I want to tell men all over the world, whoever's listening, whenever you look at a female, and you see something, and there's things that you think a female should have and should not have in a certain way she should have it, look in the mirror, and now look at the same thing, except for you might not have boobies, and you might not have a vajayjay, now you have big abs, you know what I'm saying? Look at yourself, and now speculate. When your shit is up to par, then you can criticize somebody else. Your shit ain't right, don't sit there criticizing nobody.
Well, I think
if your shit ain't right, then we're going to improvise. You're going to have to work hard and do something. We're going to have to go to the mall, not to get your shit right, but just to give me something extra for putting up with your crusty foot ass.
I'm just laughing at your ass. I'm straight up laughing at your ass because I love to see a man that lets us go, oh, please, shorty, your toes better be right. This better be right. That better be right. And then he pulls out his toes, and this shit looked like he was, like, working in the plantation. Like, he never left. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whoa. And you're talking about my toes? You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, let me see your fingers. You're talking about my fingers personally. I like when a man gets his manicure and his stuff looks decent and nice. No, I don't want no shit cutting you, passing your hands on my skin. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to feel that. The same way you wouldn't want me to, you know, if I had some coins on my hands, you'd probably be like, what the hell is going on? I don't want you to freaking bruise my skin with your rough-ass hands either. You know what I'm saying?
But
so,
see, that's just how men
like
are. So this is what females are going to do. Y'all remember the movie Boomerang and how Eddie Murphy would wait till the bitch go to sleep and he pulled the cover up over her feet and look at her, and if they was fucked up, then he wouldn't fuck with her no more. She would just be a hit it and quit it. Well, we're going to do that to y'all. You feel me? So, but then again, I don't let motherfuckers lay in my bed like that. I just want them to fuck me and I get my nut and go. And hell, sometimes I don't even want to get it in the house. Hey, I'm going to meet you outside and just come get in my back seat and I'm going to go ahead.
I'm with the whole foot
like,
thing.
All I'm
my
saying
thing
is that, all I'm saying is even if your shit is jacked up, if you're not sitting up there criticizing nobody, I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind. Like, everybody's
right.
Not perfect.
Right.
Everybody got flaws. Now, if you're not there criticizing nobody else on their stuff and your stuff is not up to par, that's okay. That's all right. I'll work it out, you know? But if you're sitting up there talking about somebody else and your shit is like, you know, whoa, then don't do that. Then that's where we have a problem. That's where we have a problem. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying, then. Don't sit there so close females. And their weeds, and you know, y'all stay steady using Rogaine. Don't sit there talking about females and their hair and this and that. And y'all balding, like, stop it. You're balding.
Yeah,
you know,
go ahead and get a haircut and just get it all cut
you
off.
You know what I'm saying? Just
get
let
all
it go.
Of it
cut it's
the
going.
Fuck off.
It's going. Let it go. Let it go. It's going. It's going away.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's
go.
A good one. Here's a good one. Guys are like, I'm bald by choice. And I'm like, okay, but then you pop up on their ass and they ain't had no haircut and shave in about 3-4 days. You see that skin, you see a slick spot like right in the middle. You're like, yo, my nigga, I thought you said it was by choice. Yeah, right, okay. Like,
yeah, choice my ass. You know what I'm saying?
My,
choice
mm-hmm.
my ass. What
or,
the freak out?
Here's a good one. When you meet a guy and he has on a fitted and he looks sexy as fuck, but when he takes that fitted off, all sexiness leaves. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Find
hey,
me the forehead.
You need to. Be like,
forehead
attack.
Whoa.
Y'all can call me shallow, whatever the fuck you want, Methodist dude. He was fine as fuck.
You know,
he had on the city.
Right now, they all bastard you right now. They all bastard you. Like, why are you sitting up there?
Listen. I mean, but it's true. He came to the house. He was like, oh, I'm having a rough hair day. I'm like, yo, well, you cool, thinking that it's not that serious, right? That motherfucker took off the hat. A bitch got sick instantly. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't feel good. My period coming on. I'm going to have to cancel. He's like, what's wrong? I don't feel good. I'm cramping. Man, that motherfucker started sending me pictures without the hat on. I'm like, oh, you going to get my picture? I'm like, What you think? I'm not thinking.
Lord, I'm sorry for the picture I sent you then because my hair was not cut.
But it ain't like you got no fucked up head. You just got a round
face.
Even
if your
you
face not cut, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You didn't got no messed up head or nothing. Okay, you missed a hair day. Everybody got a bad hair day sometimes. You know, so that's passable. That's normal. That's like being human.
She said
but,
a round face.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, round face is good. Round face is good. Trav, I got a question for you.
I got an answer for you, man.
What is the freakiest thing you've ever wanted to do to a woman, but it was so freaky you were scared to ask her to do it?
Oh.
Damn, okay.
In a traffic jam, like if we was on 95 or something like that, and it was backed up traffic to the point where we could not move, eat her pussy. Like, you know, sit her on top of me and she spread her legs and I eat her pussy, you know, while she on the stand well.
Mm-hmm. What's the freakiest thing the female has asked you to do and you said no?
What is what?
What is the freakiest thing a female has asked you to do and you said no?
The freakiest thing that she asked. Damn, I ain't got there yet.
Like, you've never gotten to the golden showers and stuff like that?
No, hell no. Uh-uh.
Really?
I never got there yet. I just did what I thought was freaky.
That?
I just did what
are
I thought. What I, huh?
Are you open,
to that?
Am I open to what? Somebody pissing on me?
Oh, my God.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
But what would you say? Piss on her?
Huh?
What if she tells you to piss on her?
Mm-mm. Nah, I can't do it.
She's just like,
why?
Huh?
Why?
Because
why not?
I wouldn't even feel right.
Oh, pissing on her?
Yeah, I just wouldn't feel right. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I wouldn't even feel. I mean, you got to do some hella convincing to me. You gotta be able to word that shit right to me to even make me consider doing that shit. Because I've never did it.
Okay, so what's the freakiest thing a female has done to you? Has she licked your ass? I mean, has she, like, kissed around it? I mean, what's the freakiest
thing you've
ever done?
Would you allow a female to, like, lick your ass?
I'm laughing because when I lost, man, oh my God, I can't believe I'm about to say this shit. When I lost my virginity, she did that. That was my first time having sex and shit, and then she was giving me head. She was sitting on my face giving me head. Then she started, you know, licking around my balls, and then she very quickly, but I reacted to that shit like real quick, ran her tongue there.
Mm-hmm. You kissed up, didn't you? But you liked it.
Sure
oh, I'm not gonna sit here and front. If I sit here and told you I didn't, I would be a fronting ass nigga. And I'm not gonna front. It's 2011. I'm gonna be straight honest. Yeah, it felt good, but I kissed up quick. I was like, yo, Ma, what you doing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
Now, I don't have a problem with licking my shorty ass. Nah.
Wow.
Now, if you clean my mouth, listen. There's no, man, I'm going to tell you, I would not, there's no, I would do anything.
Did you give him something to drink before or what?
Huh?
Did you give him something to
drink
over there? What?
If I know that you're straight clean and you clean your body, my tongue is, man, your body is 95, my tongue is the car. I'm going to drive that motherfucker all over the place. Why front?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I don't do, the next nigga gonna do. So I might as well do it.
Hell yes, and take your pussy. You right. You were so right.
That's real talk. I did that before. I broke the girl's ass while I was rubbing ice on her pussy, and she loved it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
Okay. All right. That just leaves me speechless.
Yeah.
I don't really have to say after that. He...
Damn, Trav, you my kind of nigga, though. I like that.
I'm just keeping it double, triple real right now. It's some things that men will be afraid to say that they do, and, you know, behind closed doors, they do it. So it's like, okay, whatever. You know, now that you know that there are females out there that wonder if you would do it, and there are a lot of females out there that would like it. I'm not saying that I'm one, but... Just saying that there's females out there that would, you know, like that. Like, they like a man with boundaries as far as speaking goes. You know, what if she never wants to get it in the vajayjay, but she always just want to get it in the ass? Like, what if she just always want to get it in the butt? Like, she never wants to get fucked in a pussy.
I can't even comment on that because I swear I'm meaning to submit that I've never did that yet. That's still something I want to
really?
Do.
How about that? Like, I find a lot of people tending to think that that's normal, and I find a lot of people, like, against it. How are you with like, the whole booty thing? Trust mommy, I'm not even going
to
ask.
I tried to do it. She said I couldn't. She said she stopped me. I tried 3 or 4 times to get it in there. And she was like, nah.
I'm sorry, guys. Can you just excuse me for 1 second? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know, Trav, what you have to do is lay her on her side, right? Like you're going to fuck her from the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then lubricate her really well. And then,
hello?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, my phone's tripping. And then just gently go slow. I mean, it's probably going to be some pressure points, but
mm-hmm.
if you do it on the side, it tends to go in easier than laying her on her stomach or having her on all four. Or sometimes if you lay her on her back like you're going to fuck her missionary and stick your dick in that way, it tends to work out okay. But you just have to be patient, and it's like a real slow process. But once the hardest part is getting the head in. Once you get that penetration, then everything else is okay because that's the hardest part is your head. So once you get the head in and you got like a fourth to a half, then you're smooth. You can just work with that. But then as she relaxes and tends to enjoy it, she's going to open up more, so therefore she will take more. And before you know it, your whole dick is in there, and you and her are fucking like you would be fucking her vaginally.
Mm. That's what's up. Well, next time the opportunity presents itself, that's what it is.
And then if you use the KY Warming Jelly, that's real good too, because that feels so good because it's like you got that hot sensation and it's just like, oh my gosh, you know. And then it's like I'm not sure about the his and her because I haven't had the opportunity to use that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, And then a lot of times what people understand, your semen is like the best lubricant ever for anal.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but your semen works really good.
Oh, that's okay. That's very interesting.
I'm gonna try that.
So you're gonna try that?
I'm gonna because I haven't tried. Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Ma.
Sorry, it's been like a freaking like a mess, like a freaking thing going around for years that if you do anal, your ass will get bigger, different shit like that. I just want to know how people feel about that. Like, do you believe that? Do you think that's true?
No, because your ass is going to get bigger if you, you know, if you do squats if you work out, if you sit around and eat all the fucking time, your ass get real big that way, so will your stomach. But
I'm still working on that.
You know, getting
my ass
in the ass does
I
not
gain weight tomorrow.
Bigger.
Thank you. I just don't get it though. I try to get it. Like, how does that work? And
it doesn't because I used to do it a lot, and it doesn't.
Get the hell out of here, because I've seen some skinny ass chicks, and I know they are freaky as hell. They do some serious shit, and that's all they do. Like, they are like into that shit. And I don't see no ass, so like, you know, I think if your ass is into that, then go. For me personally, I'm not a big fan on the whole, like, you know, behind their area. For me too, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to be like prejudiced or anything, but I just think that if a dude can do that to me back there, he can just like do it to another dude. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. That's what I think.
A lot of Spanish women.
Yes. Oh, you don't have to tell me, honey. I know.
They say Spanish women pop out their mama coochie learning how to take it in the ass wearing heels and lipstick.
They master that shit. Can't nobody do it like they do. But when you think about it,
some of them still have flat asses. So I would have to say no. It's like this. You were already predetermined what your body was going to be like. Whether you slim and then you grow out to be big, it was still put in your book of life. So all these ass injections that people are getting, you know, nobody is thinking about the long-term effect. Like, everybody wanted to get breast implants. Okay, you got them. Then the silicone started leaking. Then you had jacked-up titties. Then they went to the water base, saline. So it's like, everybody wants all this bullshit, but they don't think about how they're going to look 10, 15, 20 years from now or the long-term effect. Like, people that's getting collagen.
Travel.
Yeah, people that's getting collagen in their lips. We are blessed to have beautiful, full lips. Look at Nicole Kidman.
I know that's right.
She looks like a hot-ass mess.
That's crazy.
Them lips are good for sunny. That's it.
I mean, it's like, listen, okay, this whole silicone shit with the ass thing, and I see dudes going crazy, oh, she, her body is thick, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it is not real. And two, like, okay, you want the thick shit, no problem, you know what I'm saying, to eat his own. But, like, think about what that shit's going to do. That shit's going to mess you up for the rest of your life. That shit travels. I've talked a lot about that silicone shit. That shit travels. I've seen people with aftertaste with before and after. Where this shit is lumpy, like the ass left from the ass and wind up in the leg and the stomach and the shit. And it's like, what the hell happened? You know, that shit is not cool. You know, like, work with what you got. Work with what you got and try to make that work. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Try to make that shit work. Like,
because I don't have time to be hitting it from the back and then I hear some air leaking.
But how you feel about that, though? Do you think that a dude that could do it in the ass can possibly do it to a man? Like, do you think that?
What, that if a dude fucks a girl in the ass, he can do it to a nigga?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to say that. It's all about how you think about it. You know what I'm saying? If he likes doing it to his girl, that don't mean that, oh, he can do that to a dude.
That is just taking me a longer time to, like, settle with, because I'm just, like, I don't know. I just got this, like, thing in my head. Like, I just really believe, like, if a dude is just, like, really interested in the booty like that so much, he can possibly, you know.
Oh, yeah, and if he's 24/7 with it, then, yeah.
You know what I'm
he
saying?
He might be a booty
ring. But it also depends. It depends on who's bringing it. Like, if it's his girl and she's steady ragging him, like, baby, I want to do this, then he breaks down and he pleases her, then, you know, he might be like, you know, but because his girl is asking him and he wants to please her, you know, that could be a different scenario, because there are some women that bring it to men, and the men be like, oh, no. And they're like, baby, no, it's okay. This is what I want. This is what I want. Then you have to be like, okay, what the fuck was she doing before I met her, and what the hell? You know what I'm saying? It's like, there are so many different scenarios that could play out into, you know, who's being the aggressor with some freaky shit or something new or something that's out of the norm or whatever, or that's just not, that's not normal to do. So it's like me.
I'm not gonna ask my man to do that, but
I will.
If he like, I know you will. If he is on some shit like, you know, where he is like about that, I don't know how I would deal with that. I don't think that I would be able to live that comfortably. Like, and that's just me, you know.
That's, you know, sometimes like, you have hot, heated sex. In the heat of the moment, you'd be so up there.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, my God. Because I'm not even going to tell you some of the shit that I've done or said in the heat of the moment. I'm like, you know, I even said one time, fuck me like a whore. How does, I mean, that's like, you know, how do you fuck a hoe?
He was looking at me like,
what?
We've all heard crazy shit, you know, and we sit down the next day like, what the fuck did I just say? Like, what did I say to you last night? Like, you know, don't really say that.
I like shit like that.
You know, all kinds of shit can happen. You know what I'm saying? But that's
I like for a woman.
That's when you know the shit is really popping. When this shit make you say shit that you would not say in your right mind. You know, like, it's like, oh, my God, did I really say that? You know what I'm saying? You knew that you had to be in some different world, on some different planet, in terms of how you felt, for you to say something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know you had it good.
I like it when a woman talks shit.
But I'm the aggressor sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I finally get some, I'm going to be the aggressor because right now I'm going through a drought. It's self-inflicted. Thank you. I'm going to be the aggressor. I'm going to be like, yo, fuck me like this. Do me like that. Then I'm like, no, nigga, fuck me harder. Like, yo, like,
yes.
It's like I'm going to be a drill instructor.
Yes.
Drilling his ass.
Now, I like that, especially when I'm giving head. If I'm giving a girl some gorgeous head, I like for my head to be gripped and I like her to talk shit to me.
I see.
Like real talk.
That just
tall.
Shut everybody up. Like,
Like real talk.
Okay.
I have this one nickname that, like, you know what I'm saying? That I was eating her out so good, and she was the way she was saying my nickname, but she was cursing at me at the same time. It's
wow.
Like the more you curse, the harder I eat.
Oh, damn. Oh, God, I'm going to die tonight. My fucking funeral has already been arranged. I'm dead.
That's honestly, though, the harder you talk shit to me, yo, that's the harder I'm going to eat you. And my whole thing behind me eating you is I'm going to make you come. That's the purpose for me doing it, because I want to see if I can make you come in my mouth.
Wow. I see.
Shout out to Michael Troutman. Happy 26th birthday, baby. Mom, he loves you.
No, he did not. I just put him on. I'm missing Mr. D. Where the hell is he at? Does he not know that you're on the show tonight?
Yes, he was like the one that talked me into it. So he will be put on punishment. So
yes,
his punishment
put
will be I'm going to call him. And he's going to hear somebody punish the pussy since he couldn't call
me. Oh, wow. That is just crucial.
Wow, I wish I was the one doing the punishing.
That's kind of hot.
That is crucial as hell. You know
that's
what?
Very crucial.
You know what? I think, too, that that's kind of like everybody. It's like, because when you're in your shit and you're doing good, it's like, and you see that you're doing good, you know what I'm saying, by the effect of the other person or whatever, it kind of makes you want to go harder, you know, just like if you was hustling, you know, and you're doing big, you're doing good.
I know that's right. That's why I'm mad I cut my braids. I used to love it when I used to grip the hair.
I don't believe you just said that. Oh, my God. They used to grip the hair, Trav. Hi, Trav. Is not even hearing me right now.
Hold on, say it again, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
So they used to grip the hair and stuff and all of that?
Yeah, because when I had my hair, sometimes I used to be on my braided up shit. Then sometimes I just, you know, leave the little ponytail in it. And I used to level neck when I used to grip my hair, when I used to take the ponytail out and hand you be over there. I used to grip that fucking head. Or if I feel like you're not doing it fast enough, I'm going to take your hands and I'm going to put them on my head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. That's my whole thing. When I'm in my mode, when I'm eating pussy, don't say this unless you're going to talk shit to me. Like, I like that shit. Like, yeah, nigga, like, eat my pussy. There you go. That's how you eat it. I like shit like that.
Wow. Okay. So, Trav, we learned a lot about you tonight. But we never even thought we were possible.
I know, that's right.
We never even thought you had that in you. You know, so that's good to know. That is just really good to know. I don't even know what to say after that. I'm just like, in awe.
My goodness.
Hey,
yeah,
everybody up on BBM today, like, y'all better call in. Y'all better listen to the show. It's like crazy. It's nuts. It's bananas. Like, people listened to it last night and they was like, oh my God, you people on there are like crazy. Like, it's a show that you never thought existed, you know, but you always wondered about the shit, but you never thought the shit actually, like, happened. You know what I'm saying? So I got, like, a bunch of people on here tonight.
Well, I'm trying to be on my good side.
So
you're like, yeah, it's like one of those.
I'm trying to behave myself today because I'm definitely going to get killed at this party.
Oh, no, see, tonight I've been good. Tonight I was good. I was real good. I'm being mellow, you know. This is like one of those off the top of my head. This is like a real serious freestyle show. So I'm like, all right, you know. I'm not.
So I was
the
bad one tonight.
What are you saying? Nasty tonight in a good way, though.
He is just like all out and about.
He's so real comfortable. Be in his drawers, looking in the living room, looking at TV with us, like, yo, what's up, mom? Passing that popcorn? Like, yo, do you not know you in your drawers, your boxes, and your dick is hanging out? Oh, word, my bad. And then, like, it's nothing. That's how he feels tonight.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be like that. That's how I am.
Well, that's what happens when you come on the show. You first come out, and you're very shy. I can speak on that. I had personal experiences. The freaking craziness becomes contagious and it rubs off on you. And, you know, but it's not really anything, you know, influential. It's just you being comfortable with being you. And that's good when you could talk to people and actually be comfortable with being you and not be ashamed or afraid or embarrassed to express, you know, things that you would do to express the person that you are, things that you would stand up for, things that you won't. You know, it's good when you can actually get comfortable enough to do that because that's just keeping it real, and that's what it's all about, and that's how you should live your life every day, you know?
Just being comfortable in the skin that you're in.
Hell yeah, you know, that's my word. Like, you know, somebody that you ask you on the street, are you down for that? Do you do that? Do you not do that? Eventually, you'll get comfortable enough to be like, yeah. You know, yeah, I do it. Yeah, I don't. Or no, I don't. Or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Because you've gotten comfortable already and opened up. There's nothing. Listen. Your life, you live for you. You know, you don't live your life for nobody else. You live your life for you.
That's right.
You know, so people are going to hate whether you do good or bad. Whether you're, like, you know, this good God-fearing Christian or you're just the nastiest, freakiest person on the face of the earth, you know, they're going to like you for their own reasons. And you just got to live your life however you want to live it. At the end of the day, the only person that you're supposed to be happy is your damn self. You know? That's
right.
That's the way I see it. You know, Charles, I'm sitting on the bed today, right? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I started playing music. Like, I know you see my music popping up every 2 seconds on BBM. And I'm changing my status, like, to every song, I'm changing my status, right? Because I'm like, shit, listening to my music, I was really into my music. And I thought for 1 second, you know, like, the woman that I was yesterday, I'm not going to be that woman today. You know, it's like every chick on my BBM today had made a problem and was sad or sulky or angry. And every 2 seconds, she would say, like, a status update about, nigga, you just did that, and or somebody's sad, or somebody's crying. And I'm like, goddamn. You know, I'm like, you know what? If you can't sit down and celebrate being a strong, single woman, you know what I'm saying? You still have a lot to learn, and you're still doing the same shit that you probably been doing years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized that I don't need anybody to make me happy, because I sat on that damn bed and I was dancing and smiling and freaking acting the fool, singing and doing all sorts of shit on that bed, okay, and just happy with myself. Like, I was happy, and I didn't need to hear from anybody. I didn't need nobody to call me or come see me or anything like that. I made myself happy. And I think until you know how to make yourself happy, that's the only way you're going to know how to make somebody else happy. And why sit down there and sulk about shit that you ain't really going to make any improvement about because you're still in it? You know what I'm saying? Celebrate being you. Get up. Go put on that freaking dress. Get your shit done. Make sure your shit is fly. Go out and act like you don't owe anybody anything, because at the end of the day, that's what they're acting like. They don't owe anybody anything. And that's why you're sitting up here in front of, like, freaking how many other people you have in your BBM to see, like, that you're sad or you're going through man problems. Like, so I've decided not to do that shit. People are not going to know what the frick I'm going through, because I'm not going to be, like, putting people all up in my emotions and shit. I'm just going to enjoy the person that I am, be happy with it, whether who's pleased or who's not pleased. At the end of the day, I'm living for me. And as long as I can make me happy, why the frick do I have to care if you're in or you're out of my life? Like, what?
But see, that's because you have found that comfort zone within your life. You feel me? You found that happy place. Some people are still stagnant in their life to where it's like they may still need a man to complete them. They may need something to depend on to make them feel better. And so that's where being a strong black, well, I'm not even going to say strong black woman, being a
strong
individual,
woman.
Whether it be male or female, you can stand on your own feet. You don't need advice. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, oh, if I don't fuck with nobody today, if I don't talk to nobody today, if I don't go nowhere
today,
I'm still good. It's like I don't need to be the life of the party. I don't need to continuously have people in my face all the time to show who I am or give me strength or make me feel like I'm worth something. And that's people got to work on their self-worth. Because a lot of people tend to be like, oh, I need to be out with my girls, or I can't go anywhere by myself. If you ever stopped and took your ass out by yourself, minus your boys or your girls, look how much motherfucking attention play ass did, whatever you would get. Because they see you and not your crew.
You don't even understand. When people see me and they look like, look at just last week, I went to my friend's party. I got invited to his party, and I went there. Talk, mommy, I was in there, like, by myself. And this is not the first time I've done this. Like, I've got invited to events and gone, like, solo. Like, because I find happiness within my damn self. So I don't need a company or a cheerleading squad to bring me happiness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can walk up in there, buy my drink, have my fun, dance, at the end of the day, leave, take my cab, go out, go back home, and just feel like I had a great night and don't feel like I'm depressed because I don't have a homegirl to talk to that's standing right next to me, or I don't have a man to hold on to when they start playing slow songs. You know what I'm saying? You find happiness in yourself. And I think so many people just need to work on that this year. People, work on finding happiness within yourself. Work on making yourself happy.
That sounds good, but at the end of the day, they're still going to be like, okay, because everybody gets all caught up with, oh, it's New Year's, I'm going to do this differently, I'm going to do that differently. Stop fucking lying to yourself and understand that you ain't going to do shit differently, because New Year's resolutions are broken within the first 24 fucking hours.
All you can say is, I would like to change, or how can I change? Don't get caught up with that, oh, girl, it's 2011, I'm about to lose 15 pounds. Bitch, you lying. You're about to gain 25, and you just don't motherfucking know it yet.
Exactly. I hate that when people do that.
I'm going to be a hoe this year. I'm going to stop fucking. Bitch, you just fucked 5 niggas in the new year, so what is you saying?
Before the new year.
So, I mean, yes. When 1201 came, you had one in your mouth, one in your ass, one in your pussy, and one whispering in your ear. So, I mean, it's like, don't get into the lying. Just be like, this year, I need to self-help myself. I need to self-improve myself. I don't need to be around somebody to, I don't need to call my girlfriend and be like, oh, okay, so what do I need to do? Like, this is what I'm going to know. Find the answers within yourself. Like,
stop asking
your girlfriends or your dude shit, because what you don't understand is some motherfuckers may not like you, and they going to use
that as
a fucking weakness to fuck you up. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Girl, you need to go get your eyebrows done. You need to get your hair colored honey blonde, and you block it in a motherfucking ant. Like, no, don't do that.
And that's where I'll go back to saying the same shit that I said last night. Like, it's all about having a mind of your own. When you have a mind of your own, then you can do what the hell I did today. I don't need anything to leave me or anyway. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't have a mind of your own, you go ask. Want to ask that one. I don't mind. I do ask questions sometimes, but it does not mean that your opinion is going to have some kind of effect on my decision that I'm going to make. It's just me, you know, asking a question, you know, just for asking sake. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
if you have a mind of your own, don't go say that, because people will mess your shit up because they realize that you're weak. You know, and I'm not saying go ahead acting like you talk this, you talk that, this new year, I don't need nobody, I'm by myself, da 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 da. Now, hold up now. Nobody said anybody wants to be lonely, you know, and alone. But,
yep. You
know, but pull yourself back a little bit to know that whether shit goes up or down, you're not going to really be crashing because
mm-hmm.
you're kind of prepared for that already. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you could hold yourself like, okay, deuces, like, you know, it's all right, it's okay, we good.
And
like
mommy had said, about the whole New Year's resolution thing, the best thing to do is rather than you talk about it, just be about it.
Yeah, do it.
And don't make unrealistic goals.
Just do it.
Exactly,
Freak
and
no.
don't make unrealistic
Freak
goals.
Yeah, come on. Don't be doing shit
be
that you
realistic.
Know it's going to take you 10 more years for you to just grasp it, you know?
Exactly.
Don't do that
shit. Just be realistic.
Do shit that you know that is close to reality with you. You know what I'm saying? Do shit that is close to reality. Me this year, I'm sorry, but I'm not letting nobody hold me back from nothing. I'm going after what I want with, like, freaking, like a raging bull, and I'm not going to stop until I get what I want, and the year after that, and the year after that, and I'm just going to keep doing me and doing my thing, and I intend this year, when that clock stroked and it was 12, I had, like, the biggest smile on my damn face, because I'm like, God, this is what I want to be wearing for the rest of this freaking year, as long as you bless me and give me life, okay? I refuse to let anybody with their negativity or anything like that come and make me stress. Like, I'm not for the stressing this year. I'm definitely not for the stressing. You're stressing, I'm like, okay, I'll change my number, you know, cut you off, whatever, because stress can kill people. And you hear this and you think that's bullshit, stress kills. And it makes you look old, too.
Stress kills.
Yes, it does. It does, but people, they haven't got it yet, but they will. Sooner or later, they
That's
will.
Why mommy look like that, because she don't stress with her beautiful
I'm
self.
Saying,
oh,
right?
I'm like one of those. I do stress, but it's all about how you handle the situation. Because I'm going to give y'all some real background about me. I used to hustle. So not everybody can get out of the game and not take a fall. I got bagged for possession of 181 pounds of weed. So I ended up doing the bid. And during that bid, I did my time. I didn't let my time do me.
And I went through a lot of trials and tribulations because, let me see, I came home January 12, 2006. So let me see, so it's going to say December. 2 months, like really, yeah, 2 months before I was due to come home, my son got shot. Now, mind you, my son doesn't bother anybody, you know. It was like he was at a homecoming. He got into it with somebody. But I used to always tell my kids, y'all nice with y'all hands. They too many niggas going to take ass whoopings. So basically what happened was he had got into an argument, and he was going to fight the dude. The dude was on some bitch assness. Best friend was like, yo, let's leave. We're at a house party, because you know in a house party, it's not too much you can do if somebody's shooting. There's too many innocent people. They leave the party, and something tells them to start running. By the time they get to the car, my son is hit because the people that they have beef with decide to get in the car and start shooting. So when they get to the car, his best friend is looking at him. My son is like, he's hit. His friend is thinking that he got shot in the leg until he actually looks at his chest and he sees all the blood. The bullet went through his back. It was like a clean shot. Out the back, through the heart, collapsed the lungs. He was shot with a .45. So basically, he gets him into the car. My son is like, he remembered to stay calm. They put him in the car with a girl. She's panicking. She gets lost. She doesn't remember how to get to the hospital. But by the grace of God, she stops, and she finds a nurse that's able to stabilize him until they get him to the hospital. So at the age of 20, my firstborn is laying on the operating table with his chest cracked open, having open heart surgery for 6 hours. Mind you, I'm locked up when this happened. Like, my whole world turned upside down. I was going through hell, but people that was locked up with me, because I was at a halfway house, they had no idea what the fuck I was going through, because I got up and I carried on life as usual. I prayed a lot, and I felt like the man upstairs was going to take care of it, because for some reason that day before I went to work, something told me to get my Bible and read Psalms 91, the prayer of protection. And I read it like a couple of times. And I understand why, because that's probably what saved him. You know what I'm saying? Because he had that prayer riding over him. So it's like I'm stressed out a lot. I just choose to keep my head up, because as long as I have life and I was given the gift of life every day that I wake up and I have a roof over my head, and I have some money in my pocket, and my kids ain't hungry, what the fuck do I need to stress over? Because I already know there's always somebody in a worse situation than we are. So people need to just be thankful for all the blessings that they have, regardless of how big or how small. People should even be thankful for the friends that they have.
Mm-hmm.
To talk real one. When they going through. Yes. I mean,
mm-hmm.
people just need to be thankful for so much. And they're not. And to me, it's like I'm always going to be a real person. Like, I'm not going to cut corners with you. I'm not going to be two-faced. People might be like, oh, you're out of control, this, that, and the third. Why am I out of control when I have no problem letting people know how I am? I have no problem letting people know I like to fuck. I have no problem letting people know I like to get it in. I have no problem letting my man know, if you my man, you ain't got shit to worry about, nigga. You going to be taken care of. And it's not even on a materialistic level. I very domesticated. I'm the type of person on Fridays, and when you come home, you got a milk bath waiting for you. Fuck going to Ching-a-ling and fucky-sucky. I'm going to do your fingernails. I'm going to do your toenails. I'm going to give you a massage. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a homemade body scrub with lotion and brown sugar that I mix together. Then we're going to eat.
Next week.
We're going to talk about how your day. Then I'm going to fuck you silly. So, I mean, it's like I'm going to always give it up how I give it up, because people be like, oh, I want to talk to Pam. No, Pam and Talk Mommy is the same. Don't get it fucking twisted. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to hide behind a persona, because this is me. If you ever call me on a regular basis and hear me talking to my kids, you'd be like, girl, you crazy. And you'd be like, that's just how she is on the air. I don't front. I don't fake shit. I'm very simple. The little things mean a lot. I'll tell a dude real quick, I'm not impressed by your pockets. I'm impressed by your heart. And some good dick.
And on that note, that goes to show, like, this is my second time listening to the show. And so all the other people out there listening, that just goes to show that these women are not only heavy, well, I can say women, but that mommy is not just a heavy plate in a bedroom, but she also, like, you're a real person.
So then,
and
why you won't say women?
Huh?
So then, why you won't say women?
I mean, no, because I'm, okay, women.
Mm-hmm. No, hold on. What? Okay, why wouldn't you say that? I was just asking.
No, I'm not sure.
Because people only see, like, certain sides, you know? Like, prime example, my dude at Movie Star Talent, you know what I'm saying? Steven Davis, you know what I'm saying? That's my dude. He went with me to Atlanta for my business meeting about being signed and everything like that. So we were BBM friends that we talked a lot. But he got to see a different side to me. He got to see the home life with, he got the breakfast in bed. He see me about my business. He see me when I get up. Like, every day I get up, I check my radio show. I look at my numbers. I check my website. You know what I'm saying? I'm constantly on the phone with people like, yo, I found this program. Yo, you can do this to make your life easier for tweeting, for Ping FM. Everybody, if you're in the industry, get a Google number. Like, I'm like one of those people. I share so much of myself with everybody. I'm not like one of those hot, steady bitches that think that I got it. It still fucks me up when people be like, can I have your autograph? Or can I have an autograph picture? Or when people come up to me like, yo, I know you. Like, no, you don't. But like, yes, I do. Like, yo, that shit hasn't hit me yet. Because to me, I'm still a normal person. Even if I was to make it and I'd be a mega superstar bitch, I'm still a normal person. So it's like, it trips me out because it's like he's in BBM and he's talking about it like, yo, I seen a different side to her. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I grind every fucking day. When I started out my site, not even a year ago, I only had 8 fucking people. 8 people. I'm 1,200 strong now.
Right.
When I started my Blog Talk Radio show, I started it on June the 5th. My virtual live show aired August 31st. I already had over 3,000 profile views, and I hadn't did shit yet.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, I will promote the hell out of anybody.
You need to get up there on that 300,000 strong, quote, unquote.
Yeah, no. So it's like, you know, people, like, take heed to my show. Listen to what the fuck I say, because I say a lot. And if you want to pay attention to what I don't say, then do that too. But understand, right here, I'm a real bitch. I do real bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing fake about me. I'm approachable. You call my business line, I will answer it. You text me, I will answer it. I'm not going to pay somebody to answer my fan mail because I get fan emails. I answer those shits myself. I'm very hands-on because people are involved with me. They want to know me. They don't want to know my personal assistant because she can't give it up like I can. People don't want to know people I hang out with. They want to know me. People that I'm cool with, yeah, because they feel like they might be able to get in where they fit in. But no, anything you want to know about me, if you want to hang out with me, if you want to kick it with me, all you got to fucking do is just call me. When I'm in New York, people hang out with me all the time. I had a person come out, and we just stayed in my telly, and we looked at TV, and they was like, yo, you know what? You were so fucking cool. You were so laid back. I thought you was going to be bougie. I thought you was going to be this. No. No, that's not me. That's not me at all.
You know? And that just shows a level of maturity, like I say. Again, I'm going to say it. That just shows a level of maturity that, you know, a lot of people have yet to been blessed with that gift because you can just be humble about your shit. Like, you don't have to be hype. You don't have to let the world know this is what I do and think that you're on top of this shit, even though you have all rights to think so because you have worked hard for your shit and you're there. It doesn't give you the right to throw it in somebody's face or even walk around like that. And people appreciate when you can be humble about yourself.
That's right.
And that's people, when you lose sight and you lose your footing and you become ungrounded, you start to lose a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because this is my main focal point. If it wasn't for fans, you wouldn't have shit. for people that are in the entertainment business. So therefore, you need to take the time out to know your fans, know your supporters, know your followers, and let them know that you really appreciate it. So there's nothing wrong with you sending them a personal email, returning a phone call, or, you know what, if you're out and you're eating in somebody's sight, can I join you? Sure, let me buy you a drink. That's, you know, do shit like that. When you start thinking that you're better than the people that support you, watch how fast you lose your fucking footing and your blessing. Because as quick as God gives it to you, he can take it away. So don't think that you got where you got on your own. Don't think you're going to stay there on your own. Humble yourselves. Realize that little people are the most important people in your career because they support you. It's their money that they're spending for you to pay your fucking bills, for you to go to the little expensive-ass stores, for you to do whatever the fuck it is you need to do to maintain your life. Remember where the fuck that money came from. Even if you trick it, remember where the fuck that money came from.
And that's why I get so mad when I see, like, people get really far in life, and they don't do no kind of giving back at all. Like, how could you, like, not even, you know, like, not send to people that got you there? It got you to where you're at right now.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, for me, this year, it's like, I don't know how far I'm going to go in my career. I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about for today. But the things that I can think of for tomorrow is, for one, my book, Sexy After 40, because everything that I accomplished after being 40. I've only been in the industry one fucking year.
Wow.
For modeling, adult entertainment, a year. The radio show, 4 fucking months. You know? So it's like, all right, how can I give back? My granddaughter, my youngest one, she's 3 months. She has sickle cell trait. I would like to get involved with their foundation and do some type of charity events, you know, to raise money
for
that.
I'm so glad you said that because I just had a cousin that was 19 that passed away in August. With that, because she was sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was really hard for me because I was just getting to, like, actually know her, talk to her, you know, hang out and stuff like that. And then one day I'm on my way to work, and my dad is like, you know, your cousin died or whatnot. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I never got a chance to, you know, for us to do a lot of things, and I regretted a lot of that. I really, really did. And that's why when I hear about that,
get involved. Get involved in your fucking community. I mean, real talk. Like, the abused women, I feel like a person that's been in that situation is more knowledgeable to speak on somebody like, oh, well, I went to school and I studied the statistics. Bitch, you ain't never had a motherfucker blow inside your head. How the fuck you gonna tell me how to act and how to feel? Let me beat your ass, and then, you know, you'll be more than, you do, like, the statistics of the books and shit like that. So it's like, I feel like if everybody that's doing something, whether you're, like, in the industry or whatever, take the time out to do something in your own fucking community. Take care of your backyard, because you never know when the ball is going to flip, or how I say, when you get hit with the flex. And the same motherfuckers that you're supposed to help end up helping you.
That's true. Not a social. Not a social like that.
Because every day is a test in life, you know.
Sure.
Every day we live to die. I have fun with my life, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that I do people may not approve of, but it's my fucking life. At the end of the day, when I'm standing before God, I have to answer that. So, therefore, I say that to tell everybody, don't like what the fuck I'm doing, eat my ass. And for those of you that like to eat ass, call me. But, you know what I'm just saying?
Ring, ring, ring.
Oh, my God.
You know,
ring, ring.
This, that shit just makes me so fucking mad because it's just like, Or it's like, you know, we sit here, we give our opinions about situations, and if our opinions offend people, I'm sorry, but that's called the freedom of speech.
I did not slander anybody in any kind of way. So this is sort of like my disclaimer. With all due respect, because I'm disrespecting you, whoever I've been talking about, I'm just stating my opinion. I didn't say this is fact, and I didn't say I had it in black and white. I'm stating on how, I'm talking on how I feel. So if I offended people tonight with what I said about the market, you saying their ass being fucking sue me.
Take it to heart.
Say
fuck
anything.
You.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you want to get fucked in the ass. I don't know. I'm just saying.
This is real shit.
Yes, this is my outlet to voice my opinion. That's why it says explicit. I don't cut any corners. I give it up how the fuck I want to give it up because this is my show. So on my show, I do what the fuck I want to. If you don't like my show, there are thousands of other shows for you to listen to, but evidently for me to have tripled my numbers in the month of December alone, motherfuckers is rocking with me and they're liking what the fuck I have to say. So
and I feel so famous a little bit. Thank you.
Oh, please. I appreciate how you rocked that little broadcast today. I was like, oh my God, look at that. Look at that. That meant a lot. It really did. You know? So it's like, I'm glad I did my little off key show. I'm going to start trying to Ustream some this month. I have a channel, and I think it would be, like, mad cool to, like, you know, see people. But I'm going to get my Evo phone first. I got to get the Evo. So, therefore, when I'm out, when I come to New York and me and Acacia were hanging out, I'm like, oh, look, we're on Ustream. I'm streaming it live. Because I'm actually going to, when I come up there, I'm actually have one day dedicated to being followed around. It's like a day in my life. And I'm kind of excited about that. Where, you know, all day till I get ready to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Close the doors, boom, boom, boom. No, don't be hanging out the hotel seeing somebody go come tell me to sleep or rock me to sleep. That ain't really all the fucking
business. Like, you're not going to have a line around the friggin' hotel building.
I'm going to be the bouncer.
You know, why we just help? Actually, the last trip to New York, I didn't let people know where I stayed at, and I'm glad because it turned kind of ugly. I had a cop threaten me because I wouldn't fuck with him anymore, that he was going to use his position to lock me up. One guy got his feelings hurt because he caught feelings after one nut, and I didn't return the feelings. It was a business deal, business transaction, however you want to call it. And, oh, I'm going to snatch your ass up, this, that, and the third. And, you know, because I do have I have a friend. Motherfuckers are feeling a certain kind of way, coming out their face crazy. That's why I tell dudes, if you're a weak-minded person, don't fuck me. Don't fuck with me. No, don't fuck me. Because my pussy is that good after one that you're in love. Now, I'm not being conceited. I'm just going by what the fuck niggas say and how they act. I have that good. And if you want to try me, you know how to reach me on my site, www.talkmommy.com. Leave me a message and I'll holler back at you. Or check out my site. My resume is right on there. So it's like when I come to New York, you know, I have to be sort of like, you know, on the low, because I talk so much shit about the different boroughs and niggas be really feeling a certain kind of way. And all I can say to y'all is if y'all feel a certain kind of way, buy a penis pump, pop some extends, and step your fuck game up before stepping to me.
Step your fuck game up.
Like, you wouldn't even argue. He's like, okay, are you ready to show, like, so, you know, a lot of fuck you are standing in front of me right now? Okay. Let's take it in the bed.
Yeah.
Let's just test this right here.
Or this is a good one. When they're fucking, they're like, oh, wait for what? Your nut don't wait. Why should I?
Get
the fuck out.
Wait.
Get the fucking rig come. Yeah, they trying to pull back and hold it. No, please.
Oh, Lord.
I tell a person real quick, jack your dick before coming to see me. Get that first one out the way. For the net way, when you come, the second one is long and strong. But then some dudes just come pushing you out.
I'm laughing because I do that.
What do you do?
I swear to God, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm long-winded, but anytime I know that I'm going to get some, even though I do it anyway, I'm gonna jack my dick. I'm gonna jerk my dick.
Oh, man.
I do. I don't know why. I do.
No,
because sometimes that first one can be a surprise.
Yes, which
is
true. And I don't make excuses.
Yeah, because that first one can be a surprise. It's unpredictable.
That's right.
So unpredictable.
And if I'm busting that real quick.
You can be like, it's a wrap. She going to talk shit about you. I'm telling you.
But if I'm
busting
that real quick, I don't make excuses for it. Shit, yo, your pussy was just too good. I nutted. But it's going to be around, too. I ain't going to be like, yo, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. But some men are done because they're embarrassed.
What the fuck? Hell
because
no.
Because their mouth got them in trouble.
Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Their mouth got them in trouble. And then when it's time to prove it, they can't.
That's if you talk shit. If you talking shit and you can't back it up, like you said, mommy, just shut the fuck up.
Thank
you.
And just
be quiet.
I'd rather somebody come to me and tell me they shit whack and they come quick than somebody that's like,
I tell a girl quick, listen, if you want that porn star shit, Brian Long dick, go find him. I don't have that, but what I got, you going to know I'm in you.
Okay. Holy moly. And that ends that.
You know?
That ends that. You know,
What's your name again? The name
April?
That you go by, I swear I forgot it.
Acacia. Call me
Do
Robert.
I have you on my BBM?
No, I don't believe you have me on BBM. You want to get me on BBM, though, I believe so. We will discuss this, like, when we get off. Yeah, we'll do that when we get off the show. We can talk when we got my BBM. She can give you all that stuff.
Yes, I will. I will give it. I will give it to her. Oh damn.
We know you will give it to him. That I know.
that I already know. But yeah.
I'll take you with open arms.
Anyway. That I already know.
Oh my goodness, I'm really bugging here.
That I know. I told you to give it to him. You know, we're talking about BBM. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know why.
Yeah, you can give me on BBM. And like I said on Twitter, I'm so mad today because I woke up this morning and my iPad will not work. Then I have to take a trip to like the Apple Store because, you know, that shit is like my life. I'm so angry. I'm sitting up there reminiscing about yesterday, how I was on it. And, like, I can't believe this. Like, you know? They go so fast. It happens so easily. But, yeah, I'm on Twitter. I just joined Twitter yesterday. I tell you, I cannot get no peace in this damn house. Anyway, I'm on Twitter, and I just joined Twitter yesterday. And stop, mommy. Oh, no, girl.
Yes.
I'm like crazy ass freaking Twitter, and I'm just, like, so fucking now I know where to go, and I want to just, like, do a million updates. Boy,
and I think I'm following Chalk Mommy.
I'm following Chalk Mommy. I'll be right back.
Are you getting ads?
You're so nasty.
Are you getting ads? You getting ads because I've been tweeting you.
You've been tweeting me?
Okay, so I have an automatic tweet going out.
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen anything. But, yeah,
okay.
Twitter for me is just a whole new world of explore. It's just a lot going on over there. I mean, I'm new to it, but I'm really, you know, but seems like fun. Seems like I know it's something that I have to do because of my business or whatever that I'm trying to venture into doing, and it's cool. All good.
My friend sucks so bad.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking out loud. My friend sucks so bad because I gave her the number so she can get on the air, and she's gay. And I gave her the number to get online, and she procrastinated, said, can I still call? And I was like, no, it's over now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because as soon as I said something about it,
trying to find out, like, who the hell are we going to get to answer these goddamn questions?
As soon as y'all said something about it, I hit her up on the BBM, and I gave her the number. And she was like, ooh, yeah, I'm going to call in, give them my input, yada, yada, yada.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't call. Because she's caught in a love triangle between two studs.
Oh, damn. See,
that's
perfect. You got to look up and talk about me, because Friday, we got to get on. Like,
oh, yes.
We need to get this.
Because we got so many. Yes.
I got questions.
So, yes. I don't want her to get beat,
though. I want to know. I'm so curious.
I don't want to get her fucked up,
though.
She's
the type that you ask it, she going to answer it.
Well, that's good, because that's what we need. I need to hear that personally. I just have some questions that I think that they are like the only people that, and I have a lot of lesbian friends, but just, you know, somehow we just could never just like talk about that. So I guess her being a stranger, we could actually ask her.
Yeah, because then there's no boundaries. You don't feel uncomfortable. You don't feel like you're intruding, and the openness is there because she doesn't know you.
Right.
But she's cool, though. She's cool. She's on my BBM. If you want, I could ask her or whatever like that to switch the if she would let me give you her BBM and y'all two could chop it up.
That's fine. She just told us she just needs to call the show on Friday. And I may do something different, like how I did tonight. I may switch it up because I think I'm going to go ahead and start going to 2 to 3 nights a week with Chocolate City.
Oh.
So that's something that I'm working on.
That'll work.
Yeah.
As long as it's a show, I'll be on the line. Like, what's good?
I definitely think that would work because people are, like, dying to get on the freaking show on Fridays, and it's like, goddamn, we gotta wait a whole another week, you know? Like,
I know, it's like payday. I'm gonna give him something good.
Right,
you
this,
know, because I'm.
This time, it was just like the first time her doing something, you know, right
I
after.
I forgot I was at work today.
Last night. So, you know, next week, I guess, it'll be, you need to get that girl, because I just, like, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. My mom is going to be, like, in a million, billion places wondering. I need to get some answers finally, because I need to know what the hell be going on in your damn mind. Like, why you do this? Why you don't do it? You know, how, what, you know, things like that. And because of a female, because we get so many males calling in. Chop Mommy, you get a lot of males calling in. And,
you know, I used to have a females called in, but, you know, men, like, with my groups, I'm going to start some Blackberry groups
right.
tonight again, because I love
be
them.
It'll be good to not only get a female, but a female, you know, that's in her position to answer all these questions that not only us, because we're talking about it, but there's people that's listening that they know they want to know. You know, so finally we'll be able to get that out there. And goddamn, where else do you get something like that? Nowhere. Like, what other radio show can you possibly listen to and just, like, have somebody just air it all out raw? Like, you know?
That's why I'm hooked on the show.
And things that you always thought that was you would never, ever hear. You always be wondering. But here comes somebody that's there that providing all of this shit, answers to all your questions that you sit down there and you go crazy over wondering. So
yes, I talk about the things you think about and be like, oh my goodness, I don't think I could ever, you know, but wait till I change up the format and I go to the Ustream and I start doing my live streams. Like, you know, tonight I'm supposed to be on Tiny Tab, but I'm tired and, you know, gonna probably start writing on my book because I didn't go to bed till 6:30 this morning.
You know what?
So,
I have to ask you that question because I'm like, goddamn, I'm sitting here writing a dating at 6 o'clock, then at 7 o'clock, then at 10 o'clock. I'm like, hold on, do this chick even sleep? Like, did you sleep?
I'm always working. I'm always working. I'm always thinking of something to do. You know what I'm saying? I always got to be a step ahead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, like I said, somebody put my pen on this train, and I have more BBM contacts than I know what to do with. Everybody is asking me for pictures, videos, and it's like, redundant. Like, I hate sending out pictures. I hate doing the video things because my videos are too large. I have them on my phone, but the files are too big. So it's like, you know, I would love to send you guys videos, but if I do it for one, I have to do it for all, and it's, like, too much stuff that I have to do because I have to make everything a fucking downloadable link. So, you know, when I can share videos with you, I do. It's not like I'm being stuck up and I want to, but at the same time, you know, I just wish people would stop asking me, like, the same questions over. Like, as soon as we hang up the phone, I'm going to be bombarded with chimes. I have, like, the little ninja ring. And I'm going to have probably like 300-400 messages waiting for me. And I will sit there and try to answer all of them the best that I can. And, you know, add people in like a cordial manner or whatever. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, my ass, yeah, take my ass and finish kickbutting in this like crazy ass house. And go get me strength, because I really need some strength right now. I need it. I have to start out the new year just, like, knowing, just being prepared for whatever the hell is in store for me. So I have to go and, like, burn off this food that I had today in the club and think, well, this is, like, an party. Like, I am not going to live until tomorrow. So
and I'm going to finish up my shit at work.
You know what? After we
what?
End the show, I'm thinking about calling a friend and see if they want to go play pool. Because I have not been out to any social gatherings. I haven't been to a club. I haven't been out in a long time. I'm like a homebody, contrary to what people may believe. I'm at home all the time. My kids tell me that it's not healthy. I be in my room and I need to go out and make some friends or, you know, get a boyfriend. I need to do something besides be in their fucking face all the time. And I think I might take them up on that tonight and actually call up some friends and go out and,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably have some videos and stuff, you know.
Because I know I'm going
out
as soon as I get off from work.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're at work?
I've been at work the whole time.
That's what he just said. Like, he forgot that you was on work? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was at work yesterday when I heard your shows come on when I'm at work.
Wow.
You
are crazy.
Talk about crazy. Oh, my God.
And then on top of that, the type of work that I do, I work with mentally challenged patients.
Oh, whoa. Okay. And you are totally neglecting the people right now.
No, I'm not. Don't say that. No, I'm not.
Oh, my God. Talking about
I don't give them showers while we was on the phone. I don't wash them all up and give them showers.
Oh, Lord.
I done changed three
oh,
diapers in the midst of us talking and passed the medicine.
Holy.
Oh, damn.
I'm
feeling that.
I'm multitasking.
Well, I can see that because, wow. Well, that's all I have to say about that.
Yes. And on that note, we're going to end this episode of Chocolate City so everybody can carry on with their, what's a nice Saturday? Damn, I feel like Sunday. I lost the day somewhere. So I will be back on Friday night, and then if I decide to do something different, I will promote and blast and do what I always do and make sure I give you the best of me at all times.
Thank you
and
for having
everybody
me on
have
your show.
A happy new year. You are welcome. Thank you for being like faithful and loyal. You better tell your shorty she better watch out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because some girl gonna snatch you up because you have good qualities. So,
well, I wish you would have told her that.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
We've been dead,
wow.
But anyway.
Crazy, though. Aww.
Yeah, we've been dead, but it's all good, though.
Oh, man. That's crazy. You know what, though? I always
what?
Say this. A great man or a great woman is appreciated in any part of this freaking planet. So just hold yours. Don't let nothing change you. No situation make you a worse person or change the way that you would do things, to stay true to you. And when that person sees you, they're going to see you for who you are and what they've been looking for. Okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So everybody have a good night. I got to go finish my makeup, do my lashes, put on my
gives you a little breath. Ow. It goes,
do your thing,
oh,
mommy.
Have a good time
for
clothes.
Me.
Okay.
So everybody, thank you for listening to Chocolate City. Have a happy new year. And I'm telling you, 2011 is going to be something to talk about. You're already talking about it now, but I'll give you some more shit to talk about. You know how I do. So this is Chocolate Mommy. Bye, you guys. Have a good night. Chocolate City out.